This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, how about that Bucks thing? How about the last minute comeback? Now that was goatish. That was goat-like. You know, that was pretty damn impressive. You know, in the opening drive, I'm pretty sure I heard the announcer on ESPN say in the opening drive that if the Bucks didn't score here, I mean, because they were right in the red zone in the opening drive. I thought I heard the ESPN guy say something. Yeah, if the Bucks don't score here, it's going to be pretty demoralizing or something to that effect. And then when they didn't score and they had a kick, I didn't hear him come back to, they're all demoralized now. You know,
yeah,
you
man,
know, talking, Fester, why do you keep turning your microphone off?
I'm not.
You're not?
My microphone
position. His button is even near him.
My microphone position is a foot and a half away from me.
So why is your mic going on and off?
I don't know. I don't know how any of this stuff works in here.
All right, well.
Do you think that Tom Brady's waking up today? Okay, he has to have been going through many times during the season saying, why did I come back?
Oh, Roxanne, hang on one sec. First of all, this is the NFL on the MJ Morning Show. Of course, I've used the Fox music instead of the Monday Night Football music. Or I could, like, do the voice of that guy that does the sponsors on CBS. And by FedEx. And by Pepsi.
I don't think he sounds like that.
Do you watch sports for the game or just to hear the announcers? Or the commercial intro guys?
You know what I'm talking about? The guy that reads the sponsors on CBS, that guy.
I don't think he sounds anything like that.
And by Subway.
Oh, my
and
God. How did he get the gig if he sounds like that?
Go. I'm telling you, the guy sounds like it. I think I'm actually doing it somewhat on the mild side.
How does he really sound then?
Take a walk on the mild side.
So the Bucks win last night in spectacular fashion. You know, I don't know that Tom's ever regretted coming back, but it's been a tough season. He plays football for
It's third down. Underneath. And touchdown, Rashad White. Tie game with the extra point to come.
What are the... Oh, that's the cannon thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, who the hell's firing guns up in the air because they... I forgot about the shit.
Did you see the Brady LFG on the way off the field? I mean, and the announcer, like, stopped talking for, like, 1 second for Tom Brady to get the...
Three. Catching from the 45-year-old goat.
I mean, at the very last, as Brady's walking, he already did his little interviews, and Brady's walking off the field, headed toward the tunnel at Ray J, and open mic, you hear Tom Brady say, let's bleep and go, LFG.
Three. Catching from the 45-year-old goat.
You hear it?
I mean, you think back to this season, MJ. They're 6-6 right now. They lost a crappy game last week to Cleveland. They lost to a crummy Pittsburgh team. They lost to the Carolina team. They could be 9-3.
Plain as day. Let's bleep and go.
Three. Catching from the 45-year-old goat.
And then when they threw it over to SportsCenter, even the SportsCenter dude... recognize it. Here, listen to this.
This has been a presentation of Monday Night Football on ESPN. So long from Tampa. What a game. Time to exhale and time to send it to SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt.
Little LFG on the way out. Joe and Troy, thanks. On the way, full breakdown.
That is correct. A little LFG on the way out.
Three. Catching from the 45-year-old goat.
You know, I've got some people with LFG signs in my neighborhood. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of like flags and
yeah, I've got those signs. You know, like the real estate Sunday open house signs that you see stuck in the ground. You know, I'm talking about with the white, like political signs. And there are a couple of people in my neighborhood that have big, giant LFGs in their neighborhood.
It gets right to the point. I got to say, yeah. I love it. Yeah. And the Bucks are handily in first place in the NFC South.
Yes.
With 6-6.
Yes. I was so exhilarated last night.
I believe the Bucks could have actually lost last night and still have remained
they could have.
Number one in the NFC South. Is that correct, Roxanne?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, what a game.
So
what a game.
I went to bed with, like, you know, 1 minute left in the third quarter.
Yep.
I was like, all right, I can't do it. I was too tired. I went to bed. I missed the whole thing.
Speaking of football, tell you what, the response has been enormous to Fester and me going over to Antonio Brown's house yesterday in South Tampa, where he's all holed up, refusing to answer an arrest warrant or come out of the house.
I mean, let's really talk about the biggest football story coming out of Tampa this morning.
That's got to be it.
It's not Monday Night Football.
Hey, people were like, on my Instagram, people were commenting, I heard you say you're going to do it, but I can't believe you actually did it. Folks, we went to the Antonio Brown Barricade House off of Manhattan in South Tampa. We went to the house yesterday, and, well, here's a little sample for you.
Antonio Brown, this is the MJ Morning Show. Please come out. Antonio Brown, this is the MJ Morning Show. If you come out, I have a PDQ combo meal coupon for you.
That thing is loud as hell.
He looked out the window.
Did he really?
Yeah. He did.
Yeah, with the red hat, right?
He looked out. Up on the second floor, there was a weird kind of awkward, I don't know who the architect was on this house, but there's this weird, awkward, like, out-of-place window.
Yeah, it did look weird.
And I see this face in a red baseball cap looking through the window on the second floor. Antonio Brown was looking to see who the hell was outside with a megaphone. I think he thought it was probably TPD or something. No, it's just the MJ Morning Show trying to get you to come out. I've got a free combo meal card from PDQ. Antonio Brown, come on down.
I mean, the police knock on the door, he doesn't answer. I mean, we offer PDQ and he at least looks through the window.
All right, then TPD does show up.
Were they mad at you guys?
Hold on, they don't show up. They were already there.
Yeah, they were all right.
We didn't know.
You know, because we look around, there are no police cars. It was all quiet in the neighborhood. But listen, I think there's some concern about Antonio Brown. The guy's not all there. Antonio Brown, in my opinion, is not playing with a full deck. I think a lot of people don't think he's playing. All right, tell you what, for the early crowd, hold on. You got to hear what happened. So TPD, we're on the scene for what, about 4.5 minutes. I'm out there with the bullhorn trying to get Antonio Brown to come out. Of course, there's a warrant for his arrest in a domestic violence situation, and he would not answer the door. There's a warrant for his arrest, and I'm out there with a bullhorn trying to get him to come on out for a 3-5-piece combo meal deal card from PDQ. It's a, you know, you get a sandwich, you can get the tenders, you can get the waffle fries with a drink.
Yeah.
I even sweetened the deal with a couple of Starbursts I had in my pocket. I don't know if you.
You know, one of them was yellow, the worst color.
All right, hold on, folks. For the early crowd, stand by. We'll tell you about the TPD encounter next. Don't move. MJ Morning Show. Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 619. Hey, everybody. MJ here with Fester and Froggy, Roxanne. Hey, I thought that your makeup application moments ago was very smooth. Are you done with the makeup application, or did we catch any of that on MJTV? Oh, Andrew, is MJTV back today? My God, I had to deal with some really PO'd people. Is MJTV back on? Andrew, where'd you go? Andrew just disappeared. Yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And our internet outage from yesterday was due to what? Did we find out why our internet was out?
A bad modem.
Oh, okay. So they've replaced our, what, $3 modem? We've got a multi-million-dollar broadcast operation operating on some kind of off-brand private label junk bag modem from Spectrum. Is that it?
That's whatever they provide, yeah.
Okay, well, there we have it. Can we beef that up a little bit? Is there like a more solid, like for business or for like a broadcast operation? Or
sure, there is.
A better modem we can get? I mean, or is this like something for like $12.99 off the shelf at Best Buy? Is that what we're dealing with here or what?
I mean, we can't have like a cheapo home version, right?
Guess what? I think we probably did. So we had zero MJTV yesterday. Is that correct? Or did you post like the 12 seconds that it was actually working?
The time that it was working, people could see it, but right. It did not work for very long.
Did you post that? Did you post all 37 seconds of it on our MJ? Did that get archived on our YouTube?
It got archived, yes.
Yeah. Right. And what is the total amount of video from yesterday's show?
I'm not sure exactly.
It's not long.
Tell me about it. All right, 6:21 at the MJ Morning Show. If you're just tuning in, we went to Antonio Brown's house yesterday because on yesterday's program, I brought up the point, hey, we haven't heard anything about Antonio Brown. What's going on? Last week, there was a warrant for his arrest on the domestic battery situation, and then he wouldn't come out, he wouldn't answer the door, and then there was radio silence on this deal, and I just wondered out loud, what the hell's going on with this Antonio Brown situation? So we kind of formulated this on the air. I mean, we didn't hold anything back. We kind of came up with this concept live on the air yesterday, and that was to go to Antonio Brown's house after the show, because it's sort of on my way home. It wasn't too much of a trip for me to, you know, head to my home in South Tampa and pass by the Antonio Brown house in South Tampa. And Froggy, you were supposed to be there. You bailed. You didn't even show up. Last we heard from you, you'll be waiting for us in the parking lot, and then you don't show up.
Well, I let Fester know I had to.
Fester, you didn't tell me that Froggy said he wasn't coming. Did
something important.
Did Froggy say that he couldn't show up?
He sent me a text message. And
why is that? Why is it that in the studio you were going to be there, and then we all leave, and we think that you're going to be there, and then
you just exit
all situations with just a text message, and then if we try to text you back, you don't answer. If we try to call you, it goes to voicemail.
It's not true. Nobody tried to call me. I had a prior engagement, and you let me know about this like 5 minutes before.
Yeah, because that's what we do for a living around here. We're kind of spontaneous.
What we do for a living is sell shoving in RVs. That's what we do for a living.
Fixtures. Fixtures.
We're drawing lines.
I would have gone. It was just bad timing. You came up with it like, you know, and I was like, I can't.
I don't remember him committing to going.
So at 10 o'clock, I get as MJ and I are rolling
what
out.
What do you want his payroll now?
No, I walked out when this conversation was taking place, and I was invited to go as well, and had a prior commitment. And I remember thinking to myself, "Oh, are they really going to go?" And in my head, I'm like, "Well, Froggy's not going to because he didn't commit to it."
Froggy says, "I have a presentation at 11. I can't do this foolish bit that I have a bad feeling
Hold
about."
Hold on
anyway.
There, Froggy said, "I can't do this foolish bit that I have a bad feeling about."
I did not have a good feeling about it. I will be honest about that.
Oh, I had a terrible feeling about it too, but I had
like nothing. I really, MJ, I really had a bad feeling in my stomach about it. I thought it was going to go really bad.
It went really well. Tampa police did show up. I didn't know what was going to happen, but Tampa police did show up. An undercover TPD guy. And Fester, let me handle all the details here. We were approached by TPD. We had already been in front of Antonio Brown's house in South Tampa for about 4.5 minutes or 5 minutes with the bullhorn.
So we were done with what we were doing.
Right.
I mean, we accomplished what we set out to do.
All right. And incidentally, is it any coincidence that at 10:56 a.m. yesterday, Fox 13 posted a story? No update in Antonio Brown case, according to TPD.
There's a big update. There's a big update. You and I went to his house and offered him a PDQ coupon to come out.
Exactly. So, first of all, Fox 13 should have covered us going to the house. But I brought this up. I think all the media locally forgot about this story. I brought it up on yesterday's show, and I'm like, what is going on with the Antonio Brown situation? There's like a news blackout. The media was all over this last week about the arrest warrant and Antonio Brown will not come out of the house. And then crickets later on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. And I'm looking for any update anywhere. No media is covering it. No, I don't. Did any media do a stand-up over the weekend on their weekend shows? And we're standing in front of Antonio Brown's house right now, where he's still believed to be holed up inside, not answering the door. You know, when we showed up, there are a couple of things. Oh, because I want to go into this in much more detail later on. Let me make a note here. AB and then backyard. Fester, you saw what I saw regarding the backyard, right?
Yeah.
All right. That was weird. And they weren't parked in front of the house. I got more. Folks, you got to hang with us because there are more strange Antonio Brown observations as Fester and I were on scene. Where's the media camped out? Like the case with, what was the awful case down in Manatee?
Okay, this doesn't rise to the level of like Brian Laundrie.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The media was camped out from all over the world.
He was further south.
They were renting space from people's lawns. Remember with the Brian Laundrie case, neighbors were renting out space so like CNN and NBC and Fox News could set up their camera crews and pitch those little, tents, that their reporters could sit under and avoid the sun. That was happening. All right, so TPD shows up. Fester and I are in front of Antonio Brown's house yesterday. We pull up, kind of quickly formulate a concept, went from car to megaphone in about 35 seconds. That's all the planning we needed. And, well, this is what it sounded like.
Antonio Brown, this is the MJ Morning Show. Please come out. Antonio Brown, this is the MJ Morning Show. If you come out, I have a PDQ combo meal coupon for you.
Folks, if you want to see this, there are three pieces of the video. If you go to my Instagram, and Andrew, are you putting a full post up at mjmorningshow.com? What's the ETA for that? How much time? What do you think?
Depends how much time I'm spending talking to you.
Burn on your face. What,
three? You just took 3 seconds.
Well, that's 3 seconds long.
All right. So if you go to my Instagram, if you go to Certified MJ Radio, for the early folks that don't want to wait for it to be on our website, if you go to, and you should be following my Instagram because you never know what the hell's going to happen.
Hey, can I just wait? I have to tell you, Fester, you have the most tiptoe-ish, cartoonish run I've ever seen of a grown man.
I want you to know, I am very light on my feet.
Yeah, if I was a cartoon scorer, I'd be hitting the little high keys on the piano.
Thank you.
All right, so there are three videos, and they're pretty quick. They're like a minute and change or so each. If you go to my Instagram feed, and folks, you ought to be following me right now. Certified MJ Radio on Instagram. Certified MJ Radio. And there are three videos. Let me see where they are in the lineup. They are, okay, the woman with the thong, that's pinned. That's the first tile. And then it's the previous three. So start with the first one. You'll see me. I'm standing in front of Antonio Brown's house. I'm holding the megaphone. That's the first one. Then the second one is a torso shot of me in front of the house. That's number two. And then the picture of just the front of the house. That's number three. So you can watch the videos in order, and you can see us in front of Antonio Brown's house. Listen, that was a strong offer. Antonio Brown, come out of the house. I have a PDQ combo meal card, a free combo meal, sandwich, 3 5-piece tenders with waffle fries and a drink. I mean, hello. I mean, what an offer. All right, that was the number one audio. Okay, then I upped the game.
A PDQ combo meal coupon is all yours if you come out. Wait a sec.
I'm reaching my pocket. I'm in my pocket.
I also have two Starburst, and a PDQ combo meal coupon. Antonio Brown, come on out. This is the MJ Morning Show.
And we saw him peek out of the second floor window. If you look at the house, there are like normal windows on the left side of the house and the right side of the house. And then there's this architecturally weird out of place window in the center. And I saw a male with a red baseball cap peek out of the window to see who the, I think he thought the TPD SWAT team was outside and they were like, come out with your hands up. I just said, no, I said, this is the MJ Morning Show. Come out. We've got a PDQ combo meal gift card for you.
Yeah, maybe you should be a consultant for the TPD SWAT team and give them some ideas.
That's what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking it's best practices for dealing with a barricaded individual in his house.
I think Antonio Brown knew you have a badge.
I'm going to be a hostage negotiator when I grow up.
Well, dude, those Starbursts are probably warm and getting a little from in your pocket. Ugh.
You know where I got those? On the way out, I stopped at one of the salespeople's desks where they have a candy jar. That's where I got this. I wanted something sweet for the way home. That's why I had the Starbursts in my pocket.
A little treat.
All right, and then here's the final clip from the third video.
Antonio, Fester is going to the door right now, and Fester's going to leave the PDQ gift card at the door. Free PDQ gift card. A combo meal is yours.
Now, he didn't come out. Why did we leave the PDQ combo meal gift card? Should we have not left it?
No.
Because he didn't come out, but Fester's like, maybe we should leave it at the door.
I mean, listen, eventually somebody in that house is going to be hungry, and it's a nice token, it's a nice present.
Man, you ought to see the comments on the videos. People like, oh my God. People like with all the, like the crying, like laughing so hard, they're crying emojis. People like, oh my God, this is effing hilarious. I thought you guys were kidding. I heard you talk about it on the air. I can't believe you actually went to Antonio Brown's house. Well, I guess the TPD also did. they were a little surprised as well. So we're out there. Here's what happened. And then I've got more to talk about, and we'll do it next hour. So we'll talk about this again next hour, and there are some other details that I'd like to add to the story. But TPD showed up, a plainclothes undercover TPD guy shows up and says, all right, guys, I'll let you go about as far as I can let you go.
He started it off with.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I have all the respect in the world for you.
That's right. That's what he said. All right, hang on. Start again. So the TP, and listen, he was in plain clothes, but he had that, you know, the tactical police vest on. And he was in like an undercover, just a regular civilian looking kind of a beat up old SUV.
You would never peg this as a police vehicle.
Oh, my God. He's just sitting there watching you guys.
He's watched us the whole time.
He's like, what are these guys doing?
They were on the street, just parked, and we didn't even notice it. And he was watching us. So he pulls up and he says, what do you say? I have all the respect in the
world. It took a couple of times for him to say, hey, guys, for him to get our attention because we weren't expecting this car.
You know what, Andrew? Pull that audio for next hour. At the very end of video number three, you can hear the cop, the guys. Undercover cop say, guys, hey, guys, hey, guys. And he's off to the side. I saw the vehicle. I just thought it was like a neighbor or something telling us to get the hell out of here.
Right.
So that's what I thought was happening.
So we look over and he has his tactical police vest on and he says, hey, guys, I have all the respect in the world for you guys.
I get it. I know what you guys do.
But I need you guys to go. And then did you see the back seat, MJ?
I did not look in the back seat.
He had like 10 more tactical vests.
Really?
And uniforms.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
what's up in the backyard?
They were expecting us. They heard us talk about it.
Yeah, so
and it's not that they were surprised that we showed up on the scene. They were like, "Oh great, here comes these knuckleheads." They said they were going to do it and here they are. And they let us do as much as he felt. I think me walking on the property was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Tiptoeing on the property.
I can't believe you did that.
I had a neighbor say something to me. Do you remember the car that drove by? Fester, you were not next to me at that point, I don't think, but there was a car that drove by. I've got a little more to reveal. Got a little more intel that I want to reveal next hour when we get back into the whole Antonio Brown deal. So a little more intel on the story. But Antonio Brown is still holed up in the house. And there's a warrant out for his arrest on a domestic violence charge. And, TPD asked us to leave. And, of course, we left. Also, Fester did capture our encounter with TPD on video. Fester, you were still rolling and... out of courtesy, respect, out of safety and confidentiality, you'll see on the end of the last video, the camera starts to pan over to the vehicle, and I cut the video off. So we did not show the undercover vehicle, nor did we show the face of the officer. But you can hear at the end of video number three on my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio, you can hear the cop pull up and you can hear, hey, guys. And then we walk over to the car. But I did cut the video off. You'll see the video kind of abruptly ends because I'm not going to show an undercover officer's face. I'm not going to do that to them.
Imagine if we reveal an undercover officer's identity with our stupid morning show bits.
So
forget that.
All right. So that's the deal. That is the early recap. We've got more to talk about. Hey, the backyard observation. That was kind of interesting. We'll get into the Antonio Brown situation again sometime next hour. So keep listening to the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Fester, he could have maybe fired through the door or something, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
When you ran up to put the PDQ gift card on the front door handle of the front of the house, on the front door. He could have fired through the door at you. I don't know. All right, let's take a quick break. I've got early morons in the news next, but go look at the three videos. Certified MJ Radio on my Instagram, my private Instagram, Certified MJ Radio. And also, if you go, give me a follow, leave a comment. You know, we'll share some more comments later on. Early morons in the news next. Yes, Roxanne, you just took a deep breath like you wanted to get a word in edgewise.
I did.
Can you hold it off or is this urgent?
It's urgent. Can you see AB when he pokes his head out in your videos?
You know, if you look, Fester, you were not aimed at the window. I thought I saw you could see some movement in the window.
We'll look at the videos again.
All right, go ahead and try to blow up the screen and look in that middle window. All right, early morons in the news next. And we're running a little late here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. All right, 6:45, and we are running a little late. We did a little expanded secondary recap of the Antonio Brown situation in the last segment. So, were you able to see AB in the window, or did you just miss it? I look up, and he's looking right at me. Do you happen to see? Did he capture any of the shadow leaving the window?
I watched it again and again. Yeah. I don't see something. My wife watched it last night. Yeah. She thought she did.
Yeah, even when I saw it back, I thought I saw like a little movement in that middle second story window. And if Fester didn't capture it on video, I saw it. He looked right at me. I saw Antonio Brown in the second floor window. He was wearing a red baseball cap inside the house looking right at me, saying, "Who are these clowns down there? What is he yelling about, a PDQ combo meal free card?"
I think it piqued his interest.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
You know, we're outside for 5 minutes with a megaphone. Of course it did. All right, early morons of the news. Now, I kind of gave this short shrift on yesterday's program, and I thought it required, and it was worthy of a little more finesse and time. And, of course, folks, this is Morons in the News, 6:47 here at the MJ Morning Show on Q105. And it's Chris Christie's niece. That's right, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who very well might throw his hat in the ring for the 2024 presidential race, trying to seek the Republican nomination. But Chris Christie's niece bit and kicked deputies trying to remove her off of a Spirit Airlines flight. First of all, kicking and biting police, that's Spirit Airlines, baby.
I mean,
that's the personification. But you're telling me that a relative of Chris Christie is flying the ultra low cost carrier Spirit Airlines?
I mean, it's a safe airline, MJ. I mean, everybody flies airlines. I mean, it's no big deal.
Their planes are bright yellow and look like flying French's mustard bottles. Okay.
And for $99, it can get you from Tampa to Detroit. Big deal.
But then when all the add-ons get kicked in, like, you got to pay $50 for your bag. You got to pay $50 if you want a seat cushion. You got to pay $50 if you want a life vest under your seat. You got to pay $50 if you want to hear the instructions on how to evacuate the plane.
Listen, Spirit Airlines is the most honest of the airlines. You know what you're getting from jump. From the minute you log on to their website to reserve a ticket, you know what to expect.
All right, here's the story. Chaos. Shannon Epstein, the niece of former Jersey Governor Chris Christie, arrested on a Spirit Airlines flight. This is crazy. She saw a Hispanic family and asked them if they were smuggling cocaine. Was she on drugs? Was Chris Christie's niece on drugs herself?
Maybe she was asking that question so she could have some more.
Yeah.
How old is she?
25 years old.
Well, she's a young, dumb. She doesn't know better. She's a millennial.
At 25, you don't know to walk up to people and say, "Hey, are you smuggling drugs into the country?"
She's probably...
Are you a drug mule?
What's her name, Christy?
Shannon.
It'd be better if her first name was Christy.
Christy?
Her name is Shannon Epstein, 25 years old, arrested on a whole bunch of charges, 6 counts of battery. Whoa. After causing this complete ruckus on a Spirit Airlines flight. It was departing from... I see trees of green, red roses too.
Wow.
She was departing from?
Herbie Hancock?
Are you making a joke? You said, hold on. You said Herbie Hancock?
I think it's Louis Armstrong.
Why the hell would you say Herbie Hancock? What is wrong with you?
I liked your guess.
I don't know.
Who's better than what I had?
Who sings
nothing.
That song?
Louis Armstrong. Herbie Hancock was like an electronic club music kind of dude. What are you?
Really? No.
Herbie Hancock.
Herbie
Hancock. No. It's Louis Armstrong.
What a wonderful world. My cheeks are big.
Yeah. This is the famous This is the famous Herbie Hancock, you know, kind of electronic-y. I work for a radio station. This was used for all of the club spots, like, hey, and join Mike the Spike at Streamers this weekend.
Join Humpy at Stingers.
You work with a DJ named Mike the Spike?
Yeah.
That's the best radio name ever.
On Z104 in Norfolk.
That's better than Sammy the Sausage.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike the Spike live here at Stingers.
Anyway, Chris Christie's niece causes this scene. It happened at Louis Armstrong, not Herbie Hancock, International Airport. It happened on Thanksgiving Day in New Orleans. Before the plane's departure for New Jersey, Shannon Epstein reportedly made passengers uncomfortable, asked the Latino family if they were smuggling cocaine. After employees requested that she be removed from the flight, she resisted, began struggling with deputies, according to the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans newspaper. Six deputies were injured. What the hell? What does she have, superpower strength?
I know.
Six deputies were injured, including one who was bitten by Chris Christie.
Does it say where she bit?
By Chris Christie's niece. Right on the thigh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, it does say.
Meaty.
That's a...
Oh, hang on. Six deputies injured, one that was bitten, another was kicked in the groin. Epstein was eventually detained after seven deputies handcuffed her to a chair.
Jeez.
Then she taunted law enforcement by telling them that they were going to get in trouble for arresting her because she's related to Chris Christie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was released from the local Jefferson Parish Correctional Center the same day, posted a $10,750 bond, and she's set to appear in court in New Orleans on January 23rd.
I'm thinking Shannon didn't book her own ticket on Spirit. I'm thinking another family member who knows Shannon said
what,
no,
what
we're
did
not.
You, what did you just say?
Just curse.
I think you just dropped the S-bomb.
No, I did not.
I couldn't get to the dump button fast enough.
I did not.
It's all the way over here.
Said Shannon.
I don't know. We need to roll that back. Let's do an instant replay. Anyway, the case will most likely end up under the jurisdiction of the feds. Because due to federal laws, passenger disruptions on airplanes typically are federal offenses. You know, Chris Christie, former governor, he was also a federal prosecutor.
Yeah, he knows a thing or two about these kind of cases.
This is crazy.
I'd like to say I support a Chris Christie campaign for president because I always support overweight candidates. And we haven't had a guy really make a big effort since like the days of Taft.
Well, didn't they have to put in a larger bathtub in the White House? Isn't that a story?
Yeah.
I think Taft couldn't fit in the White House bathtub, and they had to install a bigger bathtub for Taft.
They had to hose him in the back like an elephant.
Taft had cows on the White House lawn to get that fresh milk.
Who's larger, Chris Christie at his maximum or Taft?
I don't think Taft was very... Taft, I think, was like 6 feet tall.
Okay.
I think it might have been Taft at like 350 or something.
All right, nifty 350.
Love Taft.
All right.
My favorite of all the presidents, just because of his fatness.
All right, we'll continue with more onto the news because I am running a little bit late. All right, folks, you got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Welcome, everybody. Almost done with hour number one.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is 7 o'clock exactly at the MJ Morning Show. MJ and the crew here. Fester and Roxanne, I think Froggy's on his medication break, if you know what I mean. I don't think he's listening right now. Continuing with chunk two of the early morons in the news. And, oh, if you missed the Antonio Brown situation, we'll get into that later this hour because it is now 7 o'clock. It is already now the 7 o'clock hour. It's hour number two already here on the MJ Morning Show. Time flies when you're having a blast over here. The Antonio Brown situation, I thought, turned out very, very well. Other than it would have been really cool if he would have come out and just taken the PDQ combo meal card out of my hand. And you know where that house is on Leona off Manhattan, that is very close to the South Tampa PDQ right across from Plan High School.
And that's why I thought this was an appropriate.
Oh, geographically, it was a perfect lure to get him out.
Wait, tell me that property again. What? Well, cross streets, Leona, you said?
Yeah, Leona, Manhattan. That's okay. Near where the Antonio Brown house is. All right, we'll get into that later on, folks. If you don't know the story, Fester and I went to the Antonio Brown house in South Tampa where he's all holed up, barricaded inside, won't answer the door for an arrest warrant. And at this point, TPD's not bashing in the door with the SWAT robot, you know?
Does TPD do this with every person they have an arrest warrant for?
Listen, a lot of people are out there that have arrest warrants and, you know, police don't make an immediate move on them. But we'll get into this later on. All right. Continuing with early morons in the news. Man, I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know what. We got a lot of biting stories today out of State College, Pennsylvania. You know, folks, listen, morons in the news is also, I think, it's a learning segment. Every day, it's a learning segment on how not to behave. Roxanne, are you still in charge of, like, the public file and the public affairs stuff? Do they still have you doing that? Are you still saddled with that busy work? Or did they pass that on to somebody else?
I'm half in, half out.
Well, are you going to be like that forever?
Fully, or
are you
gonna out next in a couple of weeks.
All right, because I'm telling you right now, for our public file and for our public service file, you ought to be putting in morons in the news stories every single day.
I really should.
Our PSA, our public service file, ought to be about 10 feet high at this point, because I think we offer a public service every day by telling people how not to behave.
Well, there's the public service side of it and then just the self-esteem side of it.
A man in State College, Pennsylvania, was charged with biting a security officer's finger while publicly intoxicated. This happened last Saturday night. An officer noticed Timothy Rossetti, 21, staggering along the 800 block of University Drive. And, of course, it's called State College, Pennsylvania, because of
the state college in the town? Penn State?
It is Penn State.
It's the only college I know in Pennsylvania.
By the way, both of my cousins went to Penn State. The cousin whose wedding, the invitation showed up a year and a half late.
Yes.
Penn State. Both my cousins went to Penn State.
Pre-Sandusky or post-Sandusky?
Yeah, good question.
During
Sandusky.
You know, really? I think they were during Sandusky.
Yeah, wow. I mean, he coached there for like 30 years.
They were there during Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, I thought you meant during the scandal. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the scandal was going on.
Yeah, so Rossetti tried to get into the driver's side of a pickup, but it was locked. And I guess then he went inside a building? He's staggering, and the security guard's trying to, I guess, see what's going on here. The guy is just drunk and staggering. You know, on a college campus or a college town, you're drunk and staggering at 21. It's actually a pretty common scene, you know? But according to the arrest affidavit of probable cause, an officer went to talk to Rossetti, noticed he was visibly intoxicated, had a strong alcoholic smell, no shoes on, was confused, had no idea where he was. He was asked how much he drank, and he said, quote, clearly not enough.
Clearly. Oh, Rossetti. Rossetti's at it again.
And you know what? If he smoked pot, we could call him Rossetti Stoned.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a Rossetti Stone joke as well. Oh my, I'm sitting here racking my brain.
How hard was that, man? How hard was Rossetti? That's pretty damn easy. He was all Rossetti Stone, man. Clearly not enough. Yeah, when he was asked if he knew, then he was asked if he knew where he was, and he said, yes, here.
Here.
Do you know where you are? Here.
I mean, he's right.
I guess that's a good answer. Anyway, they called the rescue squad folks to evaluate Rossetti and reported that he was fine to be released to a relative. But afterward, he got angry, started yelling and cursing. Rossetti was placed in handcuffs. While at the hospital, he was yelling in the emergency room, was aggressive. They had to restrain the guy. They had to tie him down. A security guard came over to help, and that's when Rossetti bit the guy's finger.
Man, what's up with all the biting lately?
That's what I'm saying, man. Now he faces charges of felony aggravated assault, attempt to cause or cause bodily injury, misdemeanors of disorderly conduct, simple assault, public drunkenness. So this guy was going to get out of it. This guy was going to be released to a relative. Just go with the relative. Get out of here. Instead, he turns it into this major problem, and now he's being charged with all kinds of crap. He's got a felony charge. He's got misdemeanor charges. What the hell's wrong with this dope?
All from a bite.
No, all from being drunk.
Well,
it escalated. If he would have just gone, because he just wouldn't go with the relative. Just go with the relative and get the hell out of there. You dummy. What is it with these people? All right, so again, hey, that's a public service announcement. You can put that in the file.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You know what? You just made my job easier.
You ought to digitize these stories and put the audio in the file as well.
Yes.
This is a whole segment on, hey, kids, don't get schnit-faced drunk and bite people and end up with felony and misdemeanor charges.
Yeah, there's been a biting spree lately.
Yeah, I got Chris Christie's niece biting somebody, biting a law enforcement officer on the Spirit Airlines flight to try to remove her from. I got this guy at Penn State biting his security guard's finger off.
We did biting stories last week because I remember thinking, where would I want to be bit and where would I bite someone?
Okay. Well, answers. I mean,
where would it hurt the least?
I don't know where a bite would hurt the least.
On your elbow skin.
Oh, that's right, because there are less nerves in there.
Your weenus skin.
No, there are places where you have, like, the lowest amount of nerve receptors in your body. Festa, go to Google.
MJ, squeeze your weenus as hard as you can.
That little flap of skin on your elbow right here.
Is that really called the weenus?
Yeah, it is. Hadley told us that.
It is. Oh, that's right.
But there's actually a test you can do.
MJ, dig your nail into your weenus. It does not hurt at all.
I'm pinching my weenus right now.
I pinch my weenus all the time.
Can I get my mouth on my weenus?
Hold on. No.
Isn't that a thing? Can you
lick your elbow?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because a lot of people, you can't. Isn't that a thing? Like,
yeah, you can't
can some people like either kiss or lick their elbow?
But nobody's weenus has nerves. Isn't that weird?
Fester, I want you to type this in. No, what are you doing? Fester just typed into Google best place to get bitten.
I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know. Dude, you are an internet imbecile.
Then the top 10 most painful places.
You're an interbecile.
You get the Google bugle.
Top 10 most painful places to get stung by a bee?
I'm going to bookmark that. That sounds interesting.
All right, go.
You know what? You should not be allowed near a computer.
I shouldn't.
How about painless parts of the body?
No. How about typing in human body least amount of nerves? Human body. Least nerves.
Well, you're looking that up. Let me explain to you a little test that you can do.
Cumbersome.
So MJ, look at my fingers. They're like two fingers, the distance between them, okay? Right?
Let me look at your heavily nicotine-stained fingers. All right, go ahead. I'm looking.
I do not smoke. Why would you even say that?
I don't care.
I don't care if people do smoke or don't smoke, but let's not put false information into the atmosphere.
Roxanne, okay. it's
they're not tinted yellow.
I'm joking.
They are actually like cream colored right now because of the polish on them.
Yes.
That I chose.
Yes. Okay. Give me the polish that makes my fingers look like nicotine stains.
Seriously. I'm gonna leave today because I'm kind of tired.
Hold on, Roxanne,
I don't need to be here. I go down the hall.
We're joking around.
So go ahead. So you see the distance between my two fingers like this?
Yes.
Now, actually, close your eyes, Fester.
Okay, my eyes are closed.
So tell me how many fingers I touch your face with. Okay.
Oh god, I'm a little sweaty today.
Is this on MJTV?
Roxanne is touching my face with. Two fingers.
Okay. Same distance. Now turn around, Fester.
Oh, God.
What is going on here?
Now tell me how many fingers I'm touching your back with, okay?
Okay.
You're going to lose your fingers back there.
Roxanne's now poking Fester in the back.
I feel three fingers.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Tell the truth.
I feel three fingers. How would I know? My eyes are closed. I'm completely turned to you.
What is he supposed to feel?
The answer is you feel one finger.
Did your whole experiment flop?
Yeah, because he's lying.
Hold on.
Just give authentic answers instead of what you think will be comedic.
Hang on. How many fingers did you just put in his back?
Listen, I've done this test with 30 people in my life.
One finger would have been the joke answer.
Fester, can you tell me, how many fingers did you just put in his back?
I put two, but listen. MJ, he's not a very good test guinea pig.
Because of my large girth and fat around me must...
Try it with his butt.
Yeah. How many fingers you put in there, Rox?
If we go to the Tico plant and you start poking your fingers in the back of a manatee, I don't know if they can tell you how many fingers. Okay. That's sort of the Fester deal.
Listen.
You could have picked a skinnier person.
Maybe that's what the problem is, but this is what happens. I've been doing this test on 20 people my whole
you
life.
You walk around poking people in the face and the back. Yes. This is your existence? Poking people and say how many fingers?
Her opening line is, "Let me put one finger in your backside." I'm like, Roxanne,
you missed your calling. You should be a general practitioner and do the.
I mean,
you ought to do the prostate exam.
This reminds me of my last Dr. L appointment.
Could you guys please let me explain the science on this so you actually learn something? I did this to my daughter just the other day to teach her. We have more nerves in our face.
Right.
So if you have two fingers and you put them on your face, same distance apart, and then do it to your back, your face can detect that there are two fingers. Your back cannot because your back has less nerves. But Fester just ruined my experiment.
I had no idea. I want to answer honestly, and
Fester,
I did.
Fester, did you answer honestly?
I did.
Actually, you kind of do prove my point because I only had two fingers on you, and you perceived three. So your perception is not as good because you have less nerve endings in your back.
How am I the scapegoat on this one?
All right, which part of the human body cannot feel pain? The brain has no pain receptor nerves, so technically the brain does not feel pain.
That's why people do surgery, like when they're trying to help someone who has seizures, and they do brain surgery, and they keep them like they're not even under.
Listen, I've seen those stories where they do brain surgery, and like the violinist is playing the violin while they're poking around in the brain.
I've seen them do that with a guitar player.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not making that up.
Keep playing, sir.
All right, so where's the weenus? I don't see anything about your weenus having no pain receptors.
Type in weenus.
Well, click it and let's see what it says.
The brain has no pain receptors. Your brain, I'm on Quora right now.
This is like a forum.
That's a pain.
This isn't a pain. This really isn't a thorough search. I mean, it's a blog. I got to do a little more research.
There are a lot of nerves in your fingertips because we need our hands for dexterity and to do things. So we have a lot of nerves here. So don't bite a finger. That hurts.
Doesn't your tongue have a lot of nerves?
The flap, the flap of skin on your elbow is really called the weenus, right?
It's like the informal name for it. I mean, you know, back in the days when they were naming anatomy parts, a guy's like, we shall call this part the penis and this part the weenus.
Here, right here, it's officially called the weenus.
It is 7:14. It's the MJ Morning Show. When we get back in minutes, not only did we start the hour and 20-minute long chunk of the MJ Morning Show uninterrupted, we'll give you the update on Mary O'Connor, the Tampa police chief who has resigned. That news broke in the 9 o'clock hour. We had that like instantly. We had that almost the minute it happened. And we got an update on the resignation of Chief O'Connor, Tampa Police Department. Also, speaking of TPD, we went to Antonio Brown's house yesterday in South Tampa to try to lure him out. And we had an encounter with TPD at Antonio Brown's house. We'll give you the whole story coming up. That and a whole lot more on the MJ Morning Show next here on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show Q105. It is 7:23 here on a Tuesday. Welcome, everybody. MJ TV is back up and running after our internet fiasco, meltdown, our complete collapse of anything internet-related on our program yesterday because apparently we had a bad modem. Some kind of, I guess, off-brand, made-in-China piece of crap, and Spectrum came out and put a new modem in. So we got a whole broadcast operation, and I think we got some flimsy little $3 modem.
All right, hold on. Yeah. Now, you had the one that cost $49.99. Now, this one's $69.99.
That's what we got going on over here. All right, MJ Morning Show, a lot to cover. This is the long chunk of the MJ Morning Show. And yeah, we had no MJ TV yesterday because it was out. And man, I tell you what, a lot of people rely on MJ TV. The number of phone calls that I got from people I know, people that, hey, MJ, people that know me that listen to part of the show, but then they watch MJ TV later in the day. I had five phone calls at least yesterday. Hey, you know what? Your MJ TV's not working. And I'm like, yeah, our internet was down, blah, blah, blah.
I have to say, MJ, the folks at Spectrum did respond pretty quickly. I mean, we left the building yesterday at 9:50 to go to AB's house, and there were trucks in the parking lot, and they were working on it first thing in the morning. So, thanks, Spectrum.
Well, they were here, and they did fix it, but it was after morning drive. MJ Morning Show Television, MJ TV, was off the entire day.
What I'm saying is, first appointment of the day was us, so I'm grateful they got to us right away.
Yeah.
See, making the glass half full, as Fester always does.
Well, I make it half full so I could eat it.
We'll give you the latest on the AB situation. We'll do the Tom Brady recap. That was a miraculous comeback. See, that's the Tom Brady that you come to expect as the GOAT, and he goated us up good. He gave us the GOAT yesterday.
Even the Rams game a couple of weeks ago, the Buccaneers didn't show up for 3.5 quarters, and then they win the game. So, good job.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I was asleep. I have like 1 minute left in the third quarter. I'm like, I can't do this.
You missed it?
I missed the whole thing. I was like,
God.
10:40, and I'm sitting there struggling to keep my eyes open. I have all this Publix mint chocolate chip ice cream just dripping on my shirt.
And I'm like, hold on. You fell asleep with a half gallon of ice cream? Or, I'm sorry.
Johnny Depp.
It's no longer a half gallon. It's a quart and a half or whatever it
Publix
is now.
Publix is still two quarts. Publix is still a half gallon.
Publix store brand is still a half gallon?
Yes. And I like their mint chocolate chip. And
dude, you have not had my mint chocolate chip.
Well, it's not at Publix.
It is not. You know what they say? Hey, it's in your grocer's freezer? No, it's in MJ's freezer.
Well, it's going to stay there.
You ought to try my mint chocolate chip. I finally got... That's been a thing. Because my vanilla bean is phenomenal. My Valrhona chocolate ice cream is unbelievable. Everyone tells me it's the best chocolate ice cream they've ever had in their life. My banana is spectacular. And I was trying to get mint chocolate chip. And folks, if you don't know it, I make my own homemade ice cream. I've got a Musso Pola 50-30 or 50, whatever it is, a gelato ice cream maker.
It sounds like an insult.
It's, well, it's what?
You Musso Pola?
So I've got this thing, and it's a great machine, and I've been making my own ice cream for a couple of years now, and I'm kind of perfecting it. So I finally got a mint chocolate chip. I went through numerous mint chocolate chips, and I just wasn't happy. And I finally got the mint chocolate chip. I tried to even use the mint leaves and steep them to get that mint flavor, but I just couldn't get as much mint as I needed that way. So I finally settled on mint extract. I didn't say peppermint extract. I said mint extract.
There's a big difference.
Do you know what the difference is, smart guy?
One's a Christmas candy.
Come on, food fiend. Tell me what it is. What's the difference?
One is a Christmas cane and a candy cane, and the other one they put in mojitos.
One has pepper in it.
Peppermint, mint and peppermint. She's right.
No, one is featured in Charlie Brown. No.
Peppermint extract is exactly that, peppermint. Mint extract, and it's tough to find. I had to order it online. I had to find some Watkins stuff online. I couldn't find it at any local store. Regular mint extract. That is half peppermint and half spearmint.
What are we in, culinary school?
Yes, we are. All right. You don't like it?
University of Cordon Bleu.
See, I too have a fine machine for ice cream. It's called a car. And the car takes me to the grocery store where I buy the ice cream.
Or just spend more money and make it yourself.
Anyway, at the end of halftime, my new jam is the scoop ice cream. And I put it in those metal insulated mugs. Ooh, and it keeps the ice cream cold much longer. So I ate it, but a lot of it froze to the side. So the cup fell on my gut as I was falling asleep. And then it started to melt. And when I woke up.
You literally woke up. How long were you sleeping?
Probably 15 minutes, the last and half of the third quarter.
You've got just melted mint chocolate chip ice cream just dripping down your...
Allison pull Amber Heard and take a picture of you for future court proceedings?
No, of all the Amber Heards Allison pulls, that's not the picture. We're in our fifth set of bed sheets.
You turn it up the bed, right?
So, no, MJ, I pack ice cream now in these insulated metal mugs, right. So it stays super frozen the whole time. But some of it gets icy on the side, and I left that part there, and then I fell asleep, and then that kind of thawed out, and that's what dribbled on my shirt. I woke up, had mint chocolate chip on my shirt. I'm like, oh, man, I'm too tired. These Bucks suck. I'm going to bed, and I missed the entire fourth quarter, which was apparently the only part of the game I really needed to watch because that's when it all came together.
I missed the whole game, too.
This is the NFL on the MJ Morning Show.
I found more excitement in the Ken Burns Civil War documentary I was watching. No, you did.
And then we had the LFG at the end of the game.
Yeah, and we have to talk about during the game, Tom had a little temper, a huffy puffy sideline temper tantrum.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell us about that.
Well, I don't know what brought it on because I, too, did not watch the game.
How do you know he had a tantrum?
Hold on. So how do you know he had a huffy puffy tantrum?
I read this recaps. That's how. Yeah. Anyways, he was holding his Surface Pro or his.
Did he smash another Surface Pro?
He did not. So that was good. Right. But you see him go, rah, rah, blah, blah, like his mouth is. They had
I watched the game and I must have didn't see that. I don't.
I'm going to send it to you. I mean, he's definitely.
So hold on. If you didn't watch the game, how do you know this?
You know, they do. Everybody knows they kind of, talk loudly to each other on the sideline.
What did he do again, Roxanne?
I can't repeat that radio magic.
Have a habit of like when I'm in the middle of a sentence, you just want to talk. But
somehow you have to get a word in around here. That's really
very
how it is.
Good point.
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead.
So Fester, I'm going to
show the noise you made.
I mean, I'm just that's my Tom Brady imitation, but okay. He's actually dropping four letter words when he says that. Look.
Okay, I'm watching a video on Roxanne's phone.
There's a commercial. All right. Okay, but he's very, very, very angry. And
got a lot of stuff going on.
He probably should be. The team stunk for three quarters and two-thirds of the last quarter.
Yeah, it looked like they were headed to a loss. They've always had difficulty against the New Orleans Saints. And then in the last minute of the game, they come alive. And they win the game with 3 seconds left on the clock.
It's third down.
underneath, and touchdown, Rashad White! Tie game with the extra point to come.
And, of course, the extra point was good, and boom, 17-16, the Bucks win. And then, you see the post-game, Tom Brady, this is sweet. This is sweet. He mentioned that it was his daughter Vivi's birthday. What was she, like 10, 11?
Okay, 11.
Look it up. See how old she is. Let's be accurate over here.
I see what he's trying to do.
See who's what?
He's trying to make himself a little baby face so everybody feels sorry for him during this divorce. Huh?
The divorce is...
I see right through it.
After the game... The sideline reporter on ESPN gets Tom Brady out in the middle of the field.
Let's go to Lisa.
Thanks, guys. Tom, how much are moments like this why you still keep playing?
It's awesome by our team. It's a great effort by the defense. They hang in there all day. The skill guys played great. Made a lot of great catches. I missed some throws early. But really proud of our team for hanging in there against a team we've always struggled with. So good to get a win at home. And it's my daughter's birthday, so... Happy birthday, Vivi Lake. Daddy loves you.
And, that is so sweet. I got a little chill when he said, it's my daughter Vivi's birthday. Daddy loves you.
Did you really?
I did. That is a special daddy moment.
Daddy hasn't seen you in months and months, but
I know you're living with mommy now and her jiu-jitsu boyfriend.
Well, I retired because I love you, but then I unretired because I got sick of you, guys, but I love you.
Maybe I just want you to know that jiu-jitsu guy's not your real dad.
Guys, you're...
You don't have to call him daddy. Guys, if you give you any crap, call me, and I'll send my offensive lineman over there to break his neck.
Shut up! You're spoiling the daddy moment here. Now, granted, the kids were at Disney on Sunday with Giselle, and I don't think Tom was around.
I just want you to know I do cool things with you, too.
Daddy, mommy and the jiu-jitsu instructor practice jiu-jitsu a lot. They're always tied up together.
All I heard was, yeah, yeah,
guys, I'm... guys.
It's not karate.
Dude.
Fester,
enough. Enough. You don't know when to turn it off. Just stop.
I took it off.
Just. Oh, my God. Oh, did you? You reached over and turned his mic off?
I mean, it was very disturbing.
Like, that was... Fester, stop.
Stop.
Stop it.
Fester, it's awful.
Stop it now. Stop. All right, get out of the room.
Oh, I need a cigarette.
Leave.
Fester, too much.
Enough, dude.
Who smokes around here? Because I'm starting.
Enough. My God, you don't know when enough is enough.
And they don't say hi-ya in jiu-jitsu. Yeah. That's karate. Well,
he wasn't saying hi-ya either. It's like, hi-ya. Fester invented some noise I've never heard.
Fester was insinuating something else, I think.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's jiu-jitsu right there.
You sounded like... Stop it.
What? Or what?
Are you drunk? Look at his forehead.
What is wrong with you?
Yes, you're right. Let's just sit here and not make jokes. Yes, we'll sit here.
Yes.
So Tom had a very touching moment with his daughter.
Oh, my God. Let me just shut you off. What is going on with you? You guys just, I'm trying to savor and I'm trying to appreciate and spotlight this very special Tom Brady daughter moment. It's... Who is that?
That's Roxanne.
Andrew, nice.
Hold on. Andrew, is that Roxanne's ISO?
Oh, that's her imitation of Tom Brady.
Stop it. I have something not funny to say.
Let me hear
it. Happy 10th birthday,
Hey, hit it again. Go.
Okay.
It was more entertaining than what Fester just pulled off.
It was.
Okay, listen. Happy 10th birthday, Viv. We adore you. Tom wrote that on his Instagram post, and Giselle put a heart on it. So they're getting past the vicious stage.
All right. So it is. It's Vivi or whatever. Vivi. It's her 10th birthday.
Hopefully, that's for her. She was a little worried when I said we're playing the Saints. So, oh no, Daddy.
Oh no, Daddy.
So Tom Brady's daughter. Old enough to realize that the Bucks kind of have a history of having trouble with the Saints.
And 2 years ago, Tom Brady's daughter, old enough to realize that her dad shouldn't be throwing a big old, you know, Lombardi trophy around the water.
After the Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl win, Tom Brady was chucking. Can you turn your headphones up a little bit so you can hear us?
Just
turn them up a little bit. All right. So remember, and Roxanne's correct, that on the Hillsborough River, you had Tom Brady chucking the Lombardi Trophy from one boat to the next. And it was the daughter, like, I think she was 8 years old at that time. And she's like, Daddy, no. She knew that they were. And remember, hey, Tom Brady, do you remember the images of him stumbling off the boat? He was limp.
Good for him. That tequila vodka or the
avocado vodka.
Tequila vodka. Okay. No, all right. So
avocado tequila.
And remember that Tom Brady, he's on the no nightshades thing and vodka. Is it made from potatoes? Isn't that like all not nightshaded up good? Right.
Yeah, season was over then. He gave himself a couple days off.
I hear you.
Most of the texters. This is very polarizing. What you just did, Fester. Most of the texters are loving it. Oof. A couple complaints.
I was very uncomfortable with Fest, and you wouldn't stop. It's like enough is enough.
That was the reenactment of the jiu-jitsu guy. He wasn't stopping.
All right. So finally, with Tom Brady on national television last night, if you were watching the game on ABC Action News on Channel 28, if you were watching the game, you had a big LFG.
Three. Catching from the 45-year-old. Go.
As Tom Brady's walking off the field, hot mic, baby, full-blown LFG. Let's bleep and go.
Three. Catching from the 45-year-old. Go.
And even the Sports Center guy, because they went to Sports Center for a little bit.
This has been a presentation of Monday Night Football on ESPN. So long from Tampa. What a game. Time to exhale and time to send it to Sports Center with Scott Van Pelt.
Little LFG on the way out. Joe and Troy, thanks. On the way, full breakdown.
Yep, a little LFG on the way out.
Three. Catching from the 45-year-old. Go.
There you go. So the Bucks needed the win. So now they're at 500. What are they, 6-6 now? Is that?
Yes.
So 6-6. And they're number one still in the NFC South. I think the Bucks could have actually lost last night and still have been number one in the NFC South. That's how bad the division is. And then next week we head to San Francisco, but Janine Garofalo is out, right?
Yes, she is out. Yes. She twisted her ankle.
Right.
And she's like, oh, man.
So I think a broken foot. I think that she's out for the season. Janine Garofalo with the 49ers is out for the rest of the year.
So they're down to their third string quarterback.
Third string. So
David Spade.
Exactly.
So I don't follow the 49ers, but did I hear that the quarterback for the 49ers was the Mr. Irrelevant of his draft class? The last guy to be drafted?
Really?
And now he's starting for the 49ers.
Didn't that happen for Tom Brady? Was drafted like really low, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he wasn't the last
this guy's
one.
Super
low. He was like, all right, we're about to wrap this thing up. He started taking down the pictures. Oh, and by the way, this guy just got drafted by the 49ers.
Schnickelfitz. Might as well sign you.
Come on, what did you say?
Schnickelfitz. That's his name.
That's the quarterback of the 49ers. You didn't know that?
All right. Now, Schnick. Moving along here, Fester.
Yes.
And I am not looking at you when I read this story.
Okay.
I am not looking at you. This has nothing to do with you. Oh, by the way, Roxanne, you had withdrawal yesterday because our internet was out and you weren't able to look at our text yesterday.
No, I wasn't. I don't. Yes. Now, I had withdrawal.
What are you eating? What are you eating over here?
Are you eating a Pat George burrito?
The poor lady eats like one thing all morning long and right in the middle of her first bite is when you, go to her.
Yeah.
Poor lady.
Pat's the only person in this building who ever brings me food, thinks about,
Pat George is our traffic guy.
Yeah,
and he has like griddles and grills and all kinds of crap that he plugs in and makes stuff. But the reason why I don't eat the stuff that Pat George makes is because I've seen him come out of the bathroom and not wash his hands.
Okay.
Wait, can you say that?
And then,
hold on. Pat washes them, but he doesn't do the alphabet. I mean, he's like A, B, C.
Did you really see that?
Do people really judge people for alphabet, full alphabet, really?
When they're offering me food, yes.
I just see him bypass the sink altogether.
I've witnessed
and then
him.
And then he rushes to the kitchen to make Roxanne's little breakfast burrito.
I've witnessed him wash. So. Well, he might have been an off day.
Knock on wood, who does not miss work for their superior health around here. Me, that's because I am exposed to plenty of germs.
I'm joking. I'm sure Pat George washes his hands in between traffic reports. Mm-hmm. All right, so Fester, I'm not looking at you.
Okay.
The headline here is obese people will...
Sorry.
I'm not looking at Fester.
No.
Obese people will lose more weight if you pay them.
Of course. It's just like that thing we talked about, the betting weight loss thing.
Well, listen, money can be a motivator for a lot of things. Giving people a monetary incentive to lose weight or to hit a goal will actually double the pounds they lose.
Mm.
Research, this is brand new. This was just published this week in JAMA. That's one bad mama JAMA. You know what the bad mama JAMA is? That's the JAMA of internal medicine, JAMA. And researchers, they followed, researched 668 morbidly obese adults in New York City and Los Angeles.
Nobody want to talk to me about?
Over a six-month period, and the goal was for the participants to lose 10 pounds. And the new study just published found that two-thirds of the participants achieved the goal when they were offered money as a reward. But those who weren't offered the monetary reward lost half the amount of weight. That's significant.
Okay, what's not significant is 10 pounds off of a morbidly obese person.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like an eyedropper in the ocean,
I
right?
I mean, seriously. I mean, sir?
Yes?
We're going to need you to lose 10 pounds and we'll give you $5.
Okay.
I'm back.
The average weight of participants before the study was 218 pounds with a BMI, or a body mass index, of 38. That's pretty high. Putting them in the morbidly obese range, people in the study were between the ages of 18 and 70. First of all, how do you still have a morbidly obese individual hanging around at 70?
Ooh, they're on the lower end of the spectrum.
I'm telling you. Yeah, you got a point of diminishing returns there. And also came from low-income households. The majority, 80%, were women. The study was conducted from November 2017 to May 2021, and I guess the numbers were just crunched, and they just came out with the final research. The paper's out.
All right, the definition for morbid obesity is kind of off. I mean, if you're a 220-pound guy and they consider that morbidly obese, you know, there's plenty of 70-year-olds in the 200, lower 200s. You know, so I have problems with all this research.
However, I'm just saying that according to the study, that if you were paid, you lost double the weight.
How much did they pay him?
It wasn't a lot of money. The number is participants received $150 for registering and attending at least half of the weekly weight management program sessions for a month, receive $60 monthly if they continue to attend at least half the weekly sessions. Participants received up to $30 per month for using their food journal at least 5 days a week. They were also fitness trackers that were worn. They received up to $20 a month if they achieved 75 minutes of physical activity.
So they made several hundred dollars if they followed the program.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
But those that lost more weight were paid more money, so money apparently is a factor. All right, folks, in minutes, we're going to give you the full update. We're going to give you the full situation of what happened at Antonio Brown's house yesterday. Fester and I went to Antonio Brown's house in South Tampa where he is holed up. I don't know if I'll call it a full-blown barricaded in the house situation, but there's an arrest warrant out for him. A domestic violence case is an arrest warrant out, and he won't answer the door. He won't come out. So he's holed up in the house, and Fester and I went there after the show yesterday to try to coax him out. And we've got three videos on my Instagram. Three videos at Certified MJ Radio on my Instagram. Or, Andrew, do you have the post up at MJMorningShow.com? And it's a full post, correct? All right. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, we've got links to all three videos as well. Or it's on my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio. And I'm out there with a bullhorn with Fester yesterday trying to get Antonio Brown out of the house. Hold on. Give me just a few minutes here and we'll get into the full recap. And then we were approached by TPD. Tampa police did ask us to leave. We had an encounter at the end. We'll give you the details on that in just a second. First, though, I got a question for you. Have you had a product that you've relied on and it just disappears? It goes away. Is this something that you've loved and then suddenly it's off the flipping market?
You mean discontinued?
Yeah, gone? Yeah, yeah.
Like completely gone?
Off the market, discontinued, gone for good. You know, what happens when you love something, something you rely on, and it just goes poof? It just goes away. And I'm going to give you two examples. And listen, in most cases, it's going to be some type of a consumer product. So you're not going to maybe grasp this, but our dogs are litter box trained.
Oh, my God. Ew. Oh, my God. Of
Keep
course.
That to yourself.
You are that whoa, whoa, guy. No, oh, my no. God. You know what?
Oh, really? Oh, you're going to give me... You're going to give me...
You know, you could have given me...
You're going to give me crap that I just revealed that our dogs are 2 4.5-year-old oh Jack Russell Terriers are litter box trained.
In 100 years, I don't think I would ever have guessed you saying those words out of your mouth.
Wait, he lived in the city, though. Is that why?
All right, so we were in New York for a little bit, and... And
it's so weird.
That, hold on. That's,
is that a thing?
So are you saying that they thought Froggy's lap was a litter box?
Yeah. And how close to this litter box do you make your famous ice cream?
The litter box is right next to the ice cream machine. I make my ice cream on the floor right next to the... No. The litter box is in the laundry room. It's far away from the kitchen. Let me tell you the story here. And then I want to go to phones on this.
I've never heard of a dog being litter boxed.
Well, either did we. We never heard of it either.
Ew.
When we got one of our Jack Russell Terriers, when we got Scout, our female, came from a breeder on Long Island, a great, well-known Jack Russell breeder. And she is the first one to tell. This is a well-known big Jack Russell breeder. She's also like a Jack Russell judge at all of like the national Jack Russell dog shows. And she's the one that turned us on to litter box training our dog. And listen, we have Jack Russells. They spend a ton of time in the yard. They chase squirrels all day long. I walk with them for 2 miles every night after my PM drive show. I walk 5 miles on Saturday. I walk 5 miles on Sunday. They're out a lot. They're chasing squirrels in the yard. But, you know, middle of the night, you know, you don't want to deal with a barking dog. Or if, you know, you're watching TV and, you know, they now know that if they need to go and if we're preoccupied, the dogs know to go to the laundry room and they go in their litter box. And it was our Jack Russell breeder that turned us on to this. The point is about items that you love that disappeared there, and you can't use cat litter. You can't, it's like bad for the dogs if you use like the clay kind of, so you don't use cat litter.
What do you use, oil dry from the auto parts store?
Hang on.
What do you, shredded paper?
Well, you're close, Roxanne. You're getting warmer.
Like having a bird now.
Roxanne, you're getting warmer over there.
Can I tell you what you're doing to your Jack Russells? Okay, I'm going to make up a new word. You know how when someone emasculates someone, you're edogulating them.
Yeah, for sure.
No, we're not.
Here's what my dog does. It's trained, and when I let it out, it goes.
That's what we do, but it's an option.
It is, don't give it the option. My dog would drop the biggest one.
If it's raining out and the dogs don't want to go out, they can use the litter box. Okay. Or in the right. middle of the night, they can. Anyway, the point is that you have for dog litter, you don't use cat litter. Not, it's bad for them. So there was a product called Second Nature, and it was made by Purina, owned by Nestle, and it was recycled paper pellets. And they, like, I think, crushed the paper and heat treated it to, like, maybe, like, under the pressure that a diamond is made or something. And, well, maybe not that much. And it doesn't take billions of years. But the situation is that it was a product, it was a paper pellet called Second Nature, And I like ordered like a whole year's supply. I ordered like 8 bags. They're 25 pound bags.
Okay.
And I ordered 8 bags of this stuff from Chewy. And I'm down to my last bag and a half, and I go on to Chewy to order new ones, and it's nowhere to be found. And then I find a story that on April 22nd, Nestle Purina announced they're suddenly, immediately shutting down their Second Nature dog litter factory, and that Purina Nestle, they're out of the doggy paper products business. Yeah. I'm like, what?
CEO's like, what? We had one guy in Tampa, Florida, buy 8 bags all year long. We're gonna discontinue this product.
That's an example of a product that just disappeared.
That's quite an example.
And then hold on a minute.
I was going to say Lance's white cheddar popcorn.
I think that's still around.
I can't fight. All right.
Then the other thing is my contact lenses. I wear rigid gas permeable contact lenses. You know, they're hard lenses. And I've worn these since I was 18 because I've got a small case of keratoconus, which is a misshaped cornea in my right eye. And one of the treatments early on is you start wearing, you know, hard contact lenses or rigid gas permeables. And they think that keeps your cornea in check and it will prevent advancement. Anyway, it must have. I've been wearing them since I was 18 years old. And my keratoconus is 100% stable. And because a lot of times people with keratoconus need a corneal transplant, and I never got near there. My case is 100% stable, and maybe because I wore the contacts. I used a contact lens cleaner called Lobob. Optimum by Lobob, the best product out there for my contact lens solution, and it disappeared.
Okay.
Gone. I've been using that brand for 40 freaking years, and it just disappears. Something happened with their contract manufacturer. The plant was shut down by the FDA on Long Island, and then there was a huge shortage, and then they never came back.
I mean, the FDA is shutting down plants, MJ. It may be time to move on to a new product.
No. But it wasn't their plant. It was a contract manufacturer.
Okay.
And my products were never recalled, but others were. And after the plant was shut down and supply became nil, then the company, like, folded. They went out of business. So I don't know if they're going to litigate and sue the manufacturer for ruining. I don't know. But those are two examples of products that I relied on and they just disappeared. So my question for you guys and also for the MJ Morning Show audience, before we get into the latest on the Antonio Brown recap, my question for the audience is, what have you loved? What product or what did you rely on? Hey, maybe even it's a business that you loved. Maybe it was a restaurant. Something that was just a part of your life, something you needed, and it just went poof and just gone, disappeared, and maybe you're still not over it. All right, 800-990-1047. Let's go to phones on this. This could be interesting. What item, what food, what product, what restaurant, what business, anything that you loved, relied on, and it just disappeared, gone, never to be seen again. All right, 800-990-1047. Let's go to phones on this. Let's see. And then we'll get into the Antonio Brown, MJ Morning Show, Tampa police run-in yesterday, and we'll get the whole story, and we have elements that we didn't even tell from hour number one, which we were saving. All right, to the phones, 800-990-1047. What item, what restaurant, anything that you loved, relied on, and it just went away. 800-990-1047. I'd like to hear how your life's been damaged. Roxanne, do you have anything in your life?
A couple of things, food related, both of them.
Okay.
There's a place called Cafe Brissimo, and it was in West Chase next to Publix.
Yep.
And I would go there all the time, probably twice a week to get sandwiches. I mean, for years and years and years. And then one day I went and they had amazing like egg salad, chicken salad, like all their sandwiches are so, so, so good.
How was their toss salad?
Did you try that?
I'm asking. I'm a fan.
And so I
look at the phones. Every line is jammed. So you and
so I then all of a sudden I went there one day and it wasn't there. It was just closed.
But here's the crazy part. Gone.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Then like a year later, I'm in South Tampa.
You found out?
A Starbucks way, way deep into South Tampa.
Did you find out what happened?
There's Brissimo working at the Starbucks. there's the guy, who owned the restaurant.
That's working at Starbucks now?
Yeah. And I was just like, what?
Did you ask him?
Yeah. And,
what'd he say?
They closed up shop and maybe he just didn't want to be a business owner anymore. But he seemed to be happy at Starbucks, so that was good. But it ruined my life.
He's handing millennial snots their cafe latte schmate blatte.
He gave up the running your own business and all the pain that goes along with that and just, doing his thing still in the serving industry.
Did you not ask him for his egg salad recipe?
I should have.
You guys remember that high-end steakhouse that they also had it was so high-end and expensive. An ice cream bar as well.
Like Ponderosa?
That's it! Ponderosa! Dude, where'd that place go?
The Ponderosa at the old Pinellas Square Mall is my family's go-to spot.
So good, after all right. Sure.
All right. Hey, listen, before I go to phones, Fester, do you have anything?
They're all restaurants, and I don't feel like the fat jokes right now. So.
No, Roxanne brought up a food establishment. Yeah. There's one in South Tampa. It was a bakery. Delizzi Bakery used to be right next to Cafe Paradiso, right next to Paolo Tini's place. By the way, Cafe Paradiso, Paolo, Michelle and I, we went to Cafe Paradiso right after they opened in 1995.
Whoa.
And so, great place for Italian in South Tampa, Cafe Paradiso. Right next to Cafe Paradiso, in that shopping center, used to be Delizzi. And it was a guy named Franco and his wife that ran. They had the most incredible croissants. He made a ciabatta loaf that I still dream about today. I ran into him about 5 years ago at Thailand. The Thai restaurant on Southdale Mabry, right across from Home Depot.
Yeah.
Ran into Franco. I'm like, Franco, man, I'm having withdrawal. I gotta have your ciabatta loaf. And I used to go because, we used to work at FLZ on Gandhi and Dale Mabry. And he was on MacDill right near Wallcraft on MacDill. And I used to time it out on the way home because I used to live over on that side. I used to go and I knew that like by 10:30, 10:45, the bread was hot out of the oven. And I would eat an entire loaf in the car before I even got home.
Did he give you the recipe?
Yes. So here's the deal. I ran into him at Thailand about 5 years ago, and he gave me his phone number and said, call me. I'll give you the recipe. He rattles off this recipe. I've got 5 pages of notes. I think I could send a rocket to Mars easier than making this bread.
You should hire him for like a couple of hours.
I'm telling you,
I'll give you a couple $100. Can you come over to the house and just make the bread?
Make
a couple of loaves.
Make the bread for me. All right, let's grab a couple of calls. Then we'll give you the Antonio Brown story and our run-in at Antonio Brown's house with the megaphone after the show yesterday. That's next. First to the phones, it's Ann up first in St. Pete. Ann, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. What did you use or love or need and it just disappeared?
MJ, I know you know Celdane. That was our favorite allergy.
I used to take Celdane D and they took it off the market because it killed people or something.
No, I'm just saying. It was the only thing that helped me. And
yeah.
I still suffer yearly.
You know what? You're 100% right. Now, for whatever reason, Ann, I've grown out of my allergies. I don't know what.
No, I haven't.
I used to have allergies that were fairly significant here in Florida. I'm talking about when I first moved here in 94 to Tampa Bay. I think it was all the oak trees or something. But I had allergies throughout most of the 90s, and I used to take Celdane D, and they took it off the market because I think it killed a bunch of people or something. And that drug, I couldn't find anything else that worked as well as Celdane.
Nothing. Yep. Nothing works.
Yeah, you type Celdane into Google, and everything is about it being taken off the market.
Yeah, Ann is 100% right. Ann, I forgot about that. Blast from the past. Ann, thanks for the call.
MJ, when did you grow out of your allergies?
I think late 90s. They just kind of disappeared.
I just grew out of them last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing?
Yeah. Allergies get bored with you.
I think they do. I had them like from my 20s until now, and then they just got bored of me last year.
Wow. 3 years. Wow.
I got a letter in the mail.
Uh-oh.
My allergies said that I'm the most obnoxious SOB they've ever met, and they're leaving me.
Screw it, let's die. Yeah, right. Let's get out of here, guys.
He had a Dear John letter from his allergies.
Craig's in Palm Harbor. Hey, Craig.
It's customers like you that made me fine-tune my process, but here's
what happened. I know. This is Craig. This is Pit Crew Craig. I love this guy. Yeah, Craig.
Okay. I'm very, very OCD about my customer satisfaction, and you know how OCD you are about your vehicle.
Yep.
For years, I used a specific wheel weight. And during the pandemic, a lot of small companies closed or people retired. So that's why we know a lot of things have changed in that three-year spread. But for an industry, everybody in the United States uses ounce increments. Okay, when you get your European cars, they're all in gram increments.
Right, these are the lead weights to balance your tires so they don't wobble.
Correct. Now we pretty much use a taper weight. So people understand smaller segments make for a better balance. Not that it makes that much of a difference.
Well, you fine-tune it. You get closer to the actual balance instead of being a little under or over.
Right, and that's what we do. We tune cars that people feel that what normal people would not. The average...
See, I put my tongue on the steering wheel, and it's very sensitive. I can feel any wobble.
No, water bottle works better than your tongue.
I'm kidding. I don't put my tongue on my steering
wheel. I know you don't.
All right, so, Craig, where are you going with this?
A half an ounce, which is 2/4 ounces, is 2 segments. The same in gram is 3 segments, which is 5 grams each. I can't find gram segments anymore in rolls. You have to buy them in a box.
I remember the rolls. Yeah. You used to roll have the rolls and they peel off.
I can't find graham crackers.
So there's no waste and it's better balanced. I can't get them anymore. I found a company that I used to pay $200 a box.
Right.
They sent me 10 boxes. At $3,200, they went from $200 to $329.
Oh my God. Hey, Craig, so do you go ahead and plug your business, and what do you want to tell our listeners?
If I don't want everybody. If you are a very, very astute driver and you're a little on the anal retentive side, and only those people understand that, I'm your guy. 727 Pit Crew. I'm in Ozona in Palm Harbor. If you need it done right.
Yeah, Craig is the only person that touches the tires on my car. Right. 727 Pit Crew for Pit Crew. Also, Mason, right? Right. Mason, also, Andrew, right?
Yep. Yeah, he used it for a long time. Right. He put the nitrogen in my tires.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, let me run along here, Craig, but 727 Pit Crew, but you got to be a special type of wacko customer.
If you want to have some geeky metric talk, Craig's your guy.
All right, Craig, I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
All right, buddy, good. All right, Jason. Jason is in Plant City. Hey, Jason, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
All right, what disappeared?
A long time ago, Palmer's used to make a gold brick egg. My mother absolutely loved them.
What is it now? I'm not following this.
A gold brick egg?
Gold brick egg.
What the hell is that?
They only had it during Easter.
Well, it was a seasonal item then? Palmer's.
It was a seasonal item.
You said Palmer's the chocolate company.
Yes.
I thought you said Plumber's. I'm sorry.
So they made was it a chocolate gold egg?
It was a gold brick egg. Yeah, it was a little thing. You would find them in the grocery store.
Okay.
You would find them everywhere.
And then now you can't get them?
You can't even go on a website and buy them.
My God. All right. Now we got. So withdrawal from Palmer's eggs. Jason, thank you. See, everyone's got something.
His mother's Easter's never been the same.
How about Sudafed?
Pam is. No, you can get Sudafed.
Just can't buy it in bulk 20 anymore. Boxes.
Yeah, you got to show your driver's license. First of all, you don't buy like Sudafed or you don't want the crap off the shelf on the regular. You got to get the good stuff. You got to get the stuff from the pharmacist behind the counter.
If you're making meth?
You have to give your driver's license. Yeah, you need the stuff that they make meth with. That's the stuff that works.
Oh, okay.
Because it has the pseudoephedrine in it. That's what you want. Pam is in Valrico. Hey, Pam, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. All right. So what product, what disappeared on you that you're having withdrawal on?
Okay. What didn't? This is for Roxy, okay? Every makeup, every lipstick, every foundation, everything that I've ever liked, it just goes away. I will go to purchase it, gone. Body lotions, body gels, body washes. Roxy, am I right? Because
yeah,
it's made me crazy.
I can't think of any great examples off the top of my head, but you'll get addicted to a product, and then it's just, poof, it's gone. It's like they've replaced it with something else that's not as good.
That's why we're doing the segment.
Like new Coke or something.
Now, what are the text lines saying?
Oh, the text lines are blowing up. All kinds of products. Apple Raisin Crisp. they're really focusing on
how about cinnamon toast crunch?
No way, that's around. I bought two boxes of that last week.
Is that still there?
Yeah, it's the best.
Okay. Demented toothpaste.
Mine isn't food. Mine's like just makeup and just stuff like that. Just things that I use every day. Literally, will go and they're gone.
Yeah,
and
I hear you, Pam. Thank you, Pam. I appreciate it. Hey, what a variety here.
Yeah, we're getting great stuff on the text line, but I want to bring one up that I just thought of. Tio Pepe's. You guys used to go there. Tio Pepe's.
No, what was that?
In Clearwater.
No, what
on
is that?
Gulf to Bay?
What was
Andrew?
It?
Andrew? No, he's on the phone.
I have a good one.
It was a great
a lot
restaurant.
Of these one-off restaurants are going to be really specific.
But it was a staple. It was around for a while.
Okay. Yeah, Frog, what do you have?
Something I relied on in college. It was a Lifestyles extra, extra small condom.
Oh,
and they did away with those.
The banking industry now uses them for finger money counters.
finger cards.
They call these the froggy counters. Right.
Z is in Tampa. Hey, Z, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning.
What?
I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and they used to have a soda called Frank, and they are no longer around. Like, the last time I went home, I even went online, it's like all of a sudden a plant shut down, and they used to have Black Cherry Wishnick was my absolute favorite.
Frank soda?
Frank soda.
Wow.
It was like a Philadelphia thing, and you could get it in New Jersey and stuff, but then, like, a few years ago, it just disappeared, and I even went online, and it was like, the plant's gone, everything's gone, they don't even sell it, and it was like the one thing I would look for.
Man, sounds like they're running from the mob or something. Thanks for the call, Z. Valerie's in Lakeland. Valerie, MJ Morning Show, what product disappeared on you?
The shampoo called Style. It leaves your hair very manageable, very soft.
Hold on, Valerie, how do you spell it? What's the name of this?
Style, S-T-Y-L-E. It was a shampoo called Style.
And so,
I don't remember who made the product, but I know I used to purchase it.
Oh, and then it just went away, gone.
Got out of style.
Just like the Friendly's ice cream. That was they used to have a restaurant. They had, when I moved to Florida, they had one in Bradenton.
Yeah.
And I went there, and then they just, I know Sweet Bay, the supermarket, used to sell them.
Yeah, they're gone too now. Thanks. Hey, Val, great call. Thank you. James is in Wesley Chapel. James, what item or place, what disappeared on you and ruined your life?
Yeah, two quick ones. One is a dish in Ruby Tuesday called Sonora Chicken Pasta. It was so good. My wife and kids used to eat it all the time. We became like Norm from Cheers. They knew us. They took it off the menu one day, and then, you know, the staff was there for a little while, and they're like, oh, we could still make it for you. Worse.
But it was never the same. They probably didn't have the right ingredients. Oh, speaking of Cheers, we got to talk about Kirstie Alley in a few minutes. All right, so what was the other thing?
I'm from New York, so my first time I had a filet mignon was at a place in Manhattan called Tad Steaks.
Oh, Tad Steaks. Yeah, $1.99 steaks at Tad Steakhouse.
Yeah, I love that place, and so I was going to relive it. I was going to go. Yeah, I go to New York every year, and I was like, hey, I gotta hit some of the old spots I did.
Yeah, Tad's like near Times Square. That's gone. Yeah, it's gone. Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Let's grab Tracy in Atlanta. Tracy on the MJ Morning Show. Hold on, I picked up the wrong line. Let me grab Tracy. Tracy, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, MJ. What I can't find anymore is Excedrin PM. I can find the tension headache. I can find the migraine. But the PM was like the best stuff that would knock me out and knock my headache out. And I can't find it anywhere.
What about the Excedrin Pita, the PITA? Can you find that?
Yeah, pretty much.
That
would be my husband.
Yeah, that's you know what it stands for?
Yeah, it's pain in the.
Man, she's quick. Yep. Yeah, Excedrin pain in the ass. All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
MJ. I like how you said it.
Yes.
Do you remember this? It was like I think it was like a steak sauce or some kind of sauce. It was like in the grocery stores and it was really good. And then it went away. It was like Tony Fatsu's everything sauce.
You're bringing up Fester's barbecue.
That's what it was. Fester's barbecue sauce.
I still have like 4 cases molded in my garage if you want it.
Fester found some contract bottler in Sarasota that had barbecue sauce in 55-gallon drums from some factory in the Midwest. And then Fester had a label made and had it bottled under Tony Fatso's everything sauce.
So I sold thousands of bottles of that.
And Fester had, speaking of Sweet Bay and Cash and Carry, that's where it was. All right, every line is jammed here. This has exploded. Let me just finish these calls, then we got to get into the Antonio Brown story. Let's go to Michelle in Lakeland. Hey, Michelle, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, MJ. Hey, guys. Hey, I'm having a hard time finding non-club litter because I'm a special needs hospice critical pet parent.
All right. Now, I didn't understand what you said. It's a litter?
Yeah, non-clumpy kitty litter.
Non-clumpy? You can't find non-clumpy kitty litter?
Nope. It's most of the time it's clump. And with my kittens, they're like brand new newborns or getting used to it.
Oh, they don't want clumps. I got you.
It's the perfume in them.
Right, but hold on. Did the product disappear or just a supply issue?
Both.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Did she say she works with special needs pets?
I think so.
Okay.
Judy's in Spring Hill. Judy, what disappeared?
A diet pill. Dexedrine with caffeine.
I've heard of Dexedrine. So you can't find Dexedrine with caffeine? Is it off the market? Did they discontinue it?
They discontinued it. They were rotten people.
It's probably for the best.
William is in Tampa. All right, just a few more calls. I'm going to move on and tell you about the Antonio Brown situation. Me in South Tampa in front of AB's house with a megaphone yesterday. William in Tampa, MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Yeah, you can't find the devil no more. The torpedo shapes. You used to find them in the grocery stores.
You can't find torpedo shaped devil crabs.
Right, they're not. You can't find them there. I've talked to the people in the grocery store, and they quit making.
All right, listen, William. Turn your truck around and go to Brocato's if you want deviled crabs.
There you go. Two more. Catherine is listening in Jersey City. Hey, Catherine, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Oh, hi, MJ. How are you doing?
We are well. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I have a few things. The Pepsi Light, which was a lemony diet Pepsi drink back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And then Pepsi Twist back in the 90s, another really good drink with lemon. And then RC 100 and Tab Cola.
Wow, you are a soda fan.
My God, look at that.
I like good soda, diet soda, not so much anymore, but I normally drink iced tea now, but back in the day, I liked the diet soda.
How did you feel about Crystal Pepsi?
Oh, yeah. How about clear Pepsi, the Crystal Pepsi?
I had it one time. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, there you have it.
Okay, well, thank you for that in-depth analysis.
All right, last call. Mike in Lakeland. Mike, last one on this. Folks, if you're tuning in, I was just talking about products or places that just disappeared. And, you know, having withdrawal, you need the product. It's not available. It's gone. They're out of business. You got a hole in your life now. All right, last call on this is going to be Mike in Lakeland. Mike, MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hey. So, I got one.
Okay.
CDB's Pizza. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
On Fowler?
Out in Lakeland.
CDB's
Pizza.
CDB's,
yeah. I remember there was a CDB's in, like, downtown Tampa. Then they were on West Shore for a little bit.
There was a CDB's on...
That's where Pasquale's is now.
Yeah, so there was one over there by USF.
The last one.
And so, yeah, so what happened is my granddad knew the owner. So he had sold to some guy that owns some Japanese restaurant of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then he closed the Lakeland location. So we had to drive all the way over there by USF to go to a CDB's.
Yeah, the Fowler location.
Yeah, the Fowler location. So
we used to go out there every, you know, for everybody's birthdays and stuff, because they had the best pizza, and like their chef's salad had these little rolls with like cheese and meat in it. It was all delicious. They even had this sandwich called a hard hat that was it was all delicious. So we went out there one time for my birthday. This was a couple years ago, and we didn't know it, but we pull up and the entire shopping center's all closed off. They're demolishing the whole shopping center.
Oh man.
And they're not even going to reopen another location anywhere. So wow. There's one location left out in Clearwater, but it's not the same. It's mainly like a hibachi place or a sushi place.
Okay.
And they do not have the same, you know, quality of food. You can get CDBs, like they have the old menus there, but it's not the same quality at all, because we were hoping that would be like the last location out in Clearwater. No, it's not.
Gotcha. All right. Listen, thanks. Yeah. I mean, listen, Mike, I appreciate it.
You say that for Mama's Pizza? You say for anything.
Everybody has something. And Roxanne, I'm sure the text lines have been jamming because you haven't said a word in 10 minutes.
On fire. On fire. No, Mama Mia's Pizza, New Coke, someone misses.
New Coke? Yeah. What the hell? What?
And that was a joke.
How about Blockbuster?
Nobody misses New Coke.
You know what I miss is, I know there's still one, I think, at University Square, but Dunderbox at Countryside.
Yeah, so
at Countryside is gone.
Mr. Dunderbox is on Bruce B. Downs. I don't think there's much at University
Square. How about Charan's? The original Charan's on Hillsborough. Now there's a new one.
I have no idea what you're talking about. All right, moving on to Antonio Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, Fester and I went to Antonio Brown's South Tampa home yesterday. Because we were talking about this on the show several times yesterday morning. And I'm like, what is going on with Antonio Brown? Late last week, we heard that an arrest warrant was served. He wouldn't answer the door. They knew he was inside. He wouldn't come out. He's accused of domestic battery. And we talked about this all morning long. And on yesterday's show, I said, guys, we're going to go to Antonio Brown's house tomorrow, and I'm going to grab the bullhorn. Antonio Brown, this is the MJ Morning Show. Come out. So I kind of formulated this on the air yesterday that we're going to take the megaphone, go to Antonio Brown's house in South Tampa. It's right off Manhattan, and we're going to try to coax him out. And I'm going to try to come up with something to coax him out with. And then I got the idea. I've got a couple of PDQ combo meal cards, you know, free combo meal card at PDQ. Get your choice of a three-piece or a five-piece tenders with waffle fries and a drink. Get a sandwich and some waffle fries and a drink. Listen, they've got a bunch of different options. So we thought that we'd go to Antonio Brown's house. TPD can't seem to get him out.
Nope.
Maybe the MJ Morning Show on the sidewalk in front of his house with a bullhorn offering up PDQ combo meal cards would get him out of the house. I thought we had a pretty damn good shot at it. So we talked about it on the air yesterday. What is going on? It was like we heard about it last week, and then there was nothing in the news about Antonio Brown. The whole story just kind of it faded away and disappeared over the weekend. Well, yesterday morning at 10:56, this is after Fester and I were on the scene with the bullhorn.
We were long gone by 10:56.
Yeah. All right. Fox 13 publishes a story on their website, Tampa Police, no update in Antonio Brown case. Well, that's not entirely true. Tampa Police should have told you, Fox 13, that MJ and Fester were in front of Antonio Brown's house with a bullhorn trying to get him to come out and surrender for a PDQ combo meal card. And eventually, I had two additional Starbursts that I found in my pocket, all warm and gooey.
And that's the best time.
I was sweetening the pie here. So from Fox 13, days after an arrest warrant was issued for Antonio Brown, police said there's still no update in the search for former Buccaneer Antonio Brown. There are no updates at this time. As soon as something new is available for release, we'll put it out via press release. Thanks for understanding. A Tampa police spokesman wrote to Fox 13 on Monday morning. And you know that Fox 13, they must have heard us talk about it because they published a story at 11 a.m., 10:56.
And this is after we had talked about it all morning long. What's going on with Antonio Brown? Why is there nothing? No details.
News director's driving into the station listening to the MJ Morning Show, and he comes in, hey, where's the AB update? Yeah,
what's going on with AB? Let's get an update on this thing. Thursday, police issued an arrest warrant on a charge of domestic battery. It stems from an argument with his ex-fiance turned physical at his South Tampa home after he threw a shoe at her. That afternoon, police tried to serve the arrest warrant at the house, but no one opened the front door. Officers left. A legal expert explained it's not uncommon for police to leave after trying to issue a warrant. The domestic incident occurred November 28th when police were called to the home where Brown's ex-fiance resides with the couple's four children and one of Brown's unrelated teenage sons. The suspect exited the residence and threw a shoe at the victim, striking her ponytail. The victim had no injuries but believed the shoe was meant for her head. Well, that's a brilliant deduction. I would say you're probably right. So it just hit the ponytail. The suspect would not open the door or come outside to speak with officers. The suspect also, during his incident, attempted to issue an informal eviction to the victim. Yeah, the narrative written by an officer went on to say the victim's belongings were thrown out into the street, but by the time law enforcement arrived, she had gathered them all and put them in the driveway.
Yeah, the informal eviction was essentially throwing her crap in the yard and locking the door.
The victim also noted that Brown has two guns inside the house. Now, I think that's what this is all about, because I had heard that maybe Antonio Brown had some AR-15s or AK-47s in the house.
That's the issue I had with this.
Listen, and you know, my wife said to me, "What if he shot you, you know, through the window or something?"
MJ, I'm telling you, I didn't feel good about it at all. I don't know what you guys are doing.
I'll tell you what, it would have been great for ratings.
I mean,
you guys are insane. You have a person who's wanted that is unhinged with weapons.
All right, first of all, I don't know if he has guns. Those are just some of the reports that are out there that there are guns in the house. Let's face it, Antonio Brown has not appeared to be the most stable with his behavior.
Just wait till he posts about you on social media. I bet he's just going to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Look what he does to Tom. Tom stayed. Let him stay at his house.
Right. So here's the audio. Folks, if you haven't seen the video, there are three videos up on my Instagram. There are three videos up at Certified MJ Radio. So give us a follow. Certified MJ Radio. Go to my Instagram and you'll see three videos. Start with, it says part one, part two, and part three, and then police arrive or something to that effect. So Tampa police finally showed up and they were watching us. They knew we were coming because, well, we talked about it on a 100,000-watt radio station.
It wasn't a secret.
Breaker 19, KMG 365.
I mean, anybody could have come out and joined us or watched us do this. It wasn't hidden.
I was on the public sidewalk and street. Festa, you did walk up to the house and
that was insane.
Hold on. Well, Festa did go to Antonio Brown's front door.
For a very specific reason. Right.
Now, Antonio Brown does not appear to be the most stable. According to his behavior, what he did in the end zone, where he ripped his shirt off at the Jets game.
Nothing seems stable about this guy.
The posting of like Giselle pictures after the Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady stepped out. They took him in. A troubled Antonio Brown. I mean, didn't he have a run-in with like a mover in down in South? There's a whole litany of issues with Antonio Brown.
Something about a security gate.
Can you look that up? Look up some of the issues that Antonio Brown had. So listen, we're trying to assist the Tampa Police Department. I'm a South Tampa citizen and I've got respect for law enforcement. I thought maybe we could end the potential standoff. You know, I don't want this to turn into a Waco situation.
No, Waco.
Like David Koresh or something.
No.
I thought that if I just showed up with a megaphone offering Antonio Brown a PDQ combo meal card for free, I thought there was a chance we could lure him out and end this whole thing peacefully. So here is a little bit from video number one as I'm in front of Antonio Brown's house in South Tampa yesterday. Right after the show, Fester and I drove over. All right, if you want to see the videos, We have all three videos are on my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio. So give me a follow also. Follow my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio. If you don't want to go to Instagram, Andrew has put together a page on MJMorningShow.com. MJMorningShow.com, and there are links there. You can click and watch the videos there. All right, here's cut one. This is video number one.
Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, this is the MJ Morning Show. Please come out. Antonio Brown, this is the MJ Morning Show. If you come out, I have a PDQ combo meal coupon for you.
Now, I'm getting all kinds of messages. Look at the comments on video one, two, and three on my Instagram. Look at all the comments.
Incredible. I went through them last night.
It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did this. I'm crying. I'm laughing my head off. Look at this. PDQ left a message. We're going to be really offended if he didn't come out after that offer.
Right?
PDQ leaves a message.
Wonder if it's still there.
The PDQ card?
Yeah.
I should drive by the house and see if it's still sitting on the door.
We haven't told the story. So after video number, or I think it's during video number three.
During three.
Fester walks up to the house. All right. We'll give that story in a second. And then we had a little run with Tampa police. They showed up and asked us to get the hell out of there. Well, they were very courteous. All right. Here's video number two.
A PDQ combo meal coupon is all yours if you come out. Wait a sec. Hang on.
And then I realized I had Starburst in my pocket.
Two Starburst. Two Starburst and a PDQ combo meal coupon. Antonio Brown, come on out. This is the MJ Morning Show.
And, folks, I saw him in the window. When you look at the video, there are two windows on the left and the right of the house, and in the middle, there's a very awkward window. I don't know who the architect was on this house. There are four windows on top. There are like three windows that belong, and then there's this weird, like, bastard child window that it just architecturally just doesn't seem to belong. Even the siding changes. It's just weird.
All right, so it's like the architect was dared by the other guys. All right, put this stupid window in front of the house. It's just weird.
So in that stupid window, Antonio Brown, he's looking at me. And Fester, you did not care. Now, I think you can see him move away from the window. But I was looking. Antonio Brown with a red baseball cap was in that window looking at me.
Wow.
Yes. And he was like, what is going on? On here.
Is there a red laser on your head?
No, there was no,
nothing like that. No time did we feel unsafe. No, nothing like that.
So I saw him. He was in the window. I swear 100%. And listen, we're using a cell phone camera. I'm using a Pixel. I gave Fester my Pixel 6 Pro. I didn't have like a fancy schmancy Panasonic or Ikigami or JVC or Sony camera with a Canon J13x9 BIE little 2X telextender, zoom lens.
Yeah, none of that nerdy stuff.
Yeah. So, Fester did not. I wish I would have seen it earlier, and we could have got. That would have been awesome if you could have zoomed in, because I saw him. Antonio Brown was in the window. All right, that is video number two. Then video number three. And hey, Andrew, did you pull the audio? Do you have the audio for me at the very end of video number three? Did you pull that? Remember we set this earlier in hour number one with the officer. You can hear the officer say, "Hey, guys."
I have it. It's not very audible. Hang on.
It's not, but just get it queued up. Get it queued up, and I'll have you play it from inside the production booth. All right, this is video number three.
Antonio, Fester is going to the door right now.
All right, now this could have been dangerous. Fester.
Here's where we kind of crossed the lines.
Well, no. Listen, we didn't cross the line.
This is what triggered the police department.
The property line.
All right, so the police did show up after this.
Immediately after this.
But also, if he didn't come out, should we have rewarded him with the PDQ free combo meal gift card?
I mean, it's a token of our, I don't know, I don't want to say friendship.
What are you talking of our friendship? Listen, I'm not friends with Antonio Brown.
Well, I mean, we went there in good faith. We meant no harm. Right.
So here is audio from the third video.
Antonio, Fester is going to the door right now, and Fester's going to leave the PDQ gift card at the door. Free PDQ gift card. A combo meal is yours.
And, well, it was shortly after that. Is this number three? All right, let me roll it. Just hit the audio. Hit the little speaker.
Fester's going to leave the PDQ gift card at the door.
All right, I'm going to run this out. Listen to this. All right, so Fester.
Free PDQ gift card. Fester's, a combo meal is yours.
All right, Fester's at the door. Now he's running back to me on the sidewalk. Right,
Fester. All right. So at least he has the gift card for PDQ.
All right, well.
All right,
listen.
All right, we tried. There was some movement. It was in the window. We saw somebody peeking.
All right, did you hear the...
At the very end.
You hear the end there? Guys. That was TPD rolling up. It was an undercover TPD officer in an unmarked vehicle pulling up. And he said, what do you recall the conversation?
So
what was in the conversation?
The guy said, the officer said, guys, three or four times, because we had no idea this was a cop.
Yeah.
And he didn't immediately get our attention.
Right.
He rolls up,
and if you listen to the very end of the video, you can hear, hey, guys.
And
he's calling us over to the car.
So I look at the guy in the car, and I see police on his chest.
Yeah, he was undercover, plain clothes, but he had one of those police tactical vests on.
Immediately, he says, Tampa police.
Yikes.
And then we kind of gravitate toward the driver's window, and he calls us over.
Yeah.
And he's first thing out of his mouth after he identifies himself as an officer is, I have all the respect in the world for you guys.
That's what he said. He said, I know what you guys do. I have all the respect in the world for you guys.
Mistake number
but
one.
But then he said, I need you guys to
but
go.
I need you to go now.
I need you to go now.
And I, because I've been detained by authorities before, know that is your ticket to leave. So I say,
yes.
I say to the officer, we're leaving now. We're leaving. And then MJ's like, oh, how long have you been watching us? Oh, where are you from? Oh, no. Shut up. Let's get the hell out of here.
Just go.
It's like, oh.
He was.
Is your captain around?
I didn't ask him if his captain's around.
You were trying to engage this officer in a conversation. The officer did go on to say, there are things that you don't know about going on here, and we need you to leave now.
And, of course, we abided by that.
I'm like, and we're already walking to our car, officer, thank you. And I'm just like, so.
Yeah, because if you stay, you're, like, impeding an investigation at that point.
Well, we were asked to leave, and we left. We fully cooperated. Yeah. Now. Couple of things here. We were asked to leave, and we left. Also, Fester got the vehicle and the officer on video.
Because I didn't know this was a police officer, so, and I do have the right to film anybody.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the street. Fester, when we hear the, hey, guys, and we finally turn around to see that we got a car behind us. You know, we're doing our shtick on video on the edge of the driveway. Car pulls behind us, the undercover TPD guy, and Fester swings around and then starts videoing the car and walks right toward the officer, rolling video of the TPD undercover officer. And I did not put that online. If you notice, at the end of video three, after, hey, guy, listen carefully, you'll hear him twice. Hey, guys, hey. And you'll notice the camera starts to swing toward the car, and that's where Fester gets the vehicle, gets the officer, and we cut the video there. So I did not post that because I'm not going to jeopardize.
How big of you?
I'm not going to jeopardize any investigation. I'm not going to jeopardize an undercover officer or the vehicle he's driving.
Well, we don't want to get called to the Antonio Brown grand jury, for sure.
Only thing you need to jeopardize is your life. Gosh.
So, at a courtesy for safety and confidentiality, there's more to the video. A lot of the encounter with the officer was on video, but we did cut it for police safety and confidentiality.
It's going to go down like the laundromat video, never to be seen, the original.
Here's the last couple of seconds of chunk three, and listen toward the end. You'll hear the guys.
All right, go ahead.
There was some movement. It was in the window. We saw somebody peeking.
You hear it? There were two guys.
There were two of them at the very end. With the hey, because I addressed him that I saw him, then I see his police.
And then Fester starts swinging the camera toward the police guy, and that's I chopped the video there and didn't publish that on Instagram to, you know, keep things confidential.
I wish it was a public person now that you could just blast them online.
What?
I wish it was just like a neighbor that was just coming to cause a ruckus. With
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Listen, if a neighbor came out and was yelling at us,
sure that's what you thought.
You know, get the hell out of here with the bullhorn.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, I'd put that on. So, absolutely. Nothing like that would be great if you had a good neighbor confrontation.
That would have been the best case scenario for a second part. Listen, get your ass off my street.
Do you think the neighbors are comfortable with the Antonio Brown situation right next door or right across the street with the girlfriend? I'm reading the Fox 13 story. The Fox 13 story, even says that there were apparently guns inside.
So go back today and offer him, like, $1,000 Amazon card. Something you use.
A free oil change for your Rolls Royce SUV in the driveway.
All right, so this car.
By the way, I was right. On the video, I said, what is this, $350, $400? Exactly right. The Rolls Royce SUV sitting in the driveway, and you can see it on the video, the list price, it starts at about $350,000.
Does that thing fly?
Yeah. According to Fox 13, the narrative written by an officer went on to say the victim's belongings were thrown into the street. By the time law enforcement arrived, she had gathered them all and put them in the driveway. The victim also noted that Brown has two guns inside the house.
Great. And you guys are just laughing about in the front. Insanity, I tell you.
Fester going to the front door with the PDQ gift card could have been like...
Before I said I have a bad feeling, yeah. I've only had that feeling one other time, and it was having to do with the turkey fire.
The turkey fire. Oh my God.
So I ran inside.
Then, good feeling to listen to.
Now, when we were pulling up, now here's the other thing about the backyard. When we were pulling up, just getting ready to shoot this thing, you know, like, guerrilla style, just showing up and just rolling video, and as we were pulling up, there were two individuals. It was a white male and a white female.
Where? In the back? And,
yep. They were leaving from the backyard.
So they exited the house not using the front door.
They looked to be like mid-20s to late 20s.
I thought the male was younger.
Maybe even younger. Maybe lower 20s.
Yeah.
But, some squatters?
Visitors. So there were visitors inside Antonio Brown's house.
He's allowed to bring friends over?
Listen, he can have anyone he wants in the house.
Except for the cops.
So as Fester and I are pulling up, and we parked in front of the house right next door to the east. And as we're pulling up, I watched the side gate open, and from the backyard, these two suspects or these two individuals, subject one and subject two, run out or walk out. But obviously they didn't want to come out the front door. They kind of snuck out the back door and then out the side gate. And then they walk down the street all the way around the corner. Apparently they didn't want to park in front of the house.
Oh, I know.
These two individuals parked all the way down the street and they were inside Antonio Brown's house. Now, there was a white male, and then there was a white female, and Fester made a comment.
It's obvious.
This woman.
Fester made a comment that...
The woman in the, of this couple.
Do you remember what you said?
I know what I was referring to. I don't remember my specific comment.
You said, I don't think she could fit any more boob underneath that shirt.
She was the bust in a... She was the bustiest...
Oh.
Fakest, bustiest looking woman I think I've ever seen.
I don't know.
Seen.
I don't want to, but she appeared to be what, mid 20s maybe?
Wait, are you talking?
She had the most enormous bust.
Did she look like a woman of the night?
No, but she was.
What are you insinuating?
She was a very large chested woman coming out of Antonio Brown's backyard.
Is she hot?
Was she too far away to see? No, I don't know that I paid attention to every detail.
It looked like she was smuggling a preschool class underneath her sweater.
Not one preschooler. The class.
I said class.
It's a class. Wow.
That's why I said a class.
I just wanted to verify for the people in the car. She didn't have, like, you know, a toddler. She had a class.
That's 10 or more kids.
Yeah. Wow. So, folks, the comments are great. Thank you for everyone that watched the video. You can go to my Instagram, watch part 1, 2, and 3. And the video of us in front of Antonio Brown's house trying to coax him out with the bullhorn, with the megaphone. The three videos are on my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio. That's Certified MJ Radio. Give me a follow on Instagram. Leave a message. Leave a comment. I do appreciate it. Folks, I mean, all these like crying emojis, like these crying tears emojis. And my God, that was the best. You know, the commentary is great from our listeners. You know, not believing that we were actually going to do, because we talked about doing this on the air yesterday, and then we went over, we did exactly what we said we were going to do.
What's the over-under that Antonio is listening to the show today?
Under.
Probably not great at all. I don't know that maybe he's even awake.
I think he's been up with the...
Hey, all right, listen, Antonio, I'll tell you what. Antonio, or anyone that knows Antonio, if you're listening now, call us. 800-990-1047. So Antonio Brown, if you are listening right now, by any chance, we came in peace. We came with a PDQ free combo meal card for you. And I dug two Starbursts out of my pocket.
All right, the Starbursts were kind of a joke.
All right,
but the PDQ gift card's great.
Now, Antonio, if you're listening, call us 800-990-1047. Or maybe the really busty woman coming from Antonio's backyard. If you're listening, 800-990-1047. Hey, if the undercover TPD guy is listening.
Yeah, officer, give us a call.
Call us up. 800-990-1047. I want to know when they're taking out the battering ram and bashing in the front door.
You know, this would have been great if, as Chief O'Connor's last official move, she would have been like, bulldoze the house.
Yes. Right. And then, when you guys were doing that, she was doing making her statement, right, about stepping down.
And then that news broke, and then we had that just after 9 o'clock yesterday about Chief O'Connor resigning. And Jane Castor accepted the resignation. We got to get into that. We'll do that coming up in just a few minutes.
If I'm going down, I'm taking him with me. Right, knock it down.
Antonio Brown, any of his friends, anybody, the two people that left from the backyard yesterday while we were setting up, if any of you guys are listening, 800-990-1047, give us a call.
Maybe it was a delivery of some sort.
All right, phones are ringing here. Phones
are delivery.
Andrew's answering calls. All right, let's see if we get Antonio Brown calling or anyone else. And we got calls being screened right now by Andrew, 800-990-1047. All right, we got a lot to do when we get back. Kirstie Alley. Who knew that Kirstie Alley had cancer and died right here in the... her home was in Clearwater. And, you know, she's a Scientologist. And her kids mentioned that she was being treated at Moffitt.
Moffitt, yeah.
A very fast, I guess, cancer was just discovered. We'll give you the whole detail on Kirstie Alley from Cheers and what was it? Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Talking with probably her biggest movie.
Summer School.
All right, hold on. Back in a second. We got a lot to do next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is 8:53. Welcome, folks. Been a busy, busy show today. That was a pretty tight hour and a half we did. You know, by the way, every day beginning at about 7:22 to 7:24, it just varies, but right around 7:23 on average every morning we start a long, uninterrupted segment. We go for an hour and 20 minutes with no interruption, no commercials, no music. And, man, That was a busy segment. All right, let me grab Johnny here. Johnny
who's
is
Johnny?
In River. Well, who's Johnny?
She said.
Hey,
picked it up.
Hey, do we have Who's Johnny in the computer?
I'm always going to quote Short Circuit when I can.
I think we do.
Let me go back to Johnny. Johnny's in Riverview. Johnny, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Do you have a complaint?
It's not really a complaint, but, you know, I listen to you guys all the time. First of all, I love this show, so this is, you know, not a, you know, negative call or anything. My thing is I want to find out what motivates you guys after knowing that, you know, Antonio Brown is kind of mentally unstable. Okay, I'm kind of with Froggy on this whole deal.
It's a good question.
Thank you, sir.
So you're going to ask what the hell's the matter with us showing up at his house with a megaphone?
Yeah, because you guys didn't post up in front of Tom Brady's house when he was going through a divorce with Giselle, and you guys kind of, you know, every day were on this thing with Tom Brady and Giselle, and, you know, you didn't go over there and provoke this guy to get a divorce, but...
It's just that we just look to create content, and the Antonio Brown story, the guy has turned... Johnny, the guy has turned... his life into a circus with all of the stories, everything that's happened with Antonio Brown. So us showing up to add a little bit of entertainment to the circus that he's already created, I don't think anything's out of line. That's what we do. Johnny, we create content.
I had more of a problem of the safety of it. I didn't want them to get hurt.
Now, Johnny, if Tom Brady had a standing arrest warrant and was holed up in his house, I'd be out in front of there with a blowhorn. Hey, Tom!
A blowhorn?
Megahorn, whatever it's called.
We create content.
No question.
Don't try to turn it into something that it is not.
Yeah.
All right?
Don't be that guy, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
That's what I'm saying. Don't try to make a mountain out of a molehill. Antonio Brown posting pictures of Giselle to provoke Tom, you know, the things he said.
Working for Kanye?
The Kanye West stuff. Listen, we're just trying to exploit the circus that this guy has created and create some MJ Morning Show content because the guy lives just a couple of miles from where I live. It's on my way home, so we thought we'd come up with some morning show content, shoot some video. That's what this is about.
Let's not lose sight of that either.
Don't turn it into something it's not.
If Antonio lived in Carrollwood and it was 20 minutes outside of MJ's normal driving habit, he was like, I'm not going. It's too far.
This was right on the way home. Yes, Rox.
If Antonio starts trolling us on social media, it's actually a good thing. It'd probably generate more followers for Todd, right?
Sure.
Yeah, for MJ's account.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, listen, my Instagram has blown up. I mean, I got a ton of new followers on this, and I also want to build my, my Instagram follower account. So give me a follow. Certified MJ Radio. That's Certified MJ Radio. That's Certified MJ Radio. The three clips of the Antonio Brown situation are on my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio. Look at them and also give me a follow. All right, speaking of TPD, it was, a little later than this yesterday that the news broke that Chief Mary O'Connor was resigning. I believe, what did the mayor say in the statement? The mayor requested...
And received.
Yeah. Did we read the mayor's statement on the air yesterday?
You did.
We did.
The blue screens that were put on Twitter.
Yeah. We read yesterday morning. We read the entire statement of the mayor. So listen, the mayor gave Mary O'Connor a second chance. And
these are totally unrelated chances.
What happened?
Something happened 30 years ago. It's not even fair to say, I gave you a second chance. No, listen, you screw up 30 years ago when you're 25 and they're holding it against you now.
Right. You want to know what happened?
Kill anybody.
Yeah, what was the screw up back then?
I pulled up the story. I pulled up the St. Pete Times story from May 27th, 1995.
Oh my goodness, I was 15.
Yeah. That was a minute ago, okay?
I gave her a second chance from something that happened in 95.
I pulled up the story originally written by Jackie Ripley. Now, this is from the St. Pete Times archives, and The story reads as follows. This is, again, May 27th, 1995. Officer jailed on DUI charge. Two off-duty Tampa police officers were arrested Friday after sheriff's deputies said one drove drunk and the other became belligerent and punched a deputy. A Hillsborough County deputy patrolling North Tampa about 4 a.m. on Friday said he saw the black Isuzu Rodeo bounce off a median on Bears Avenue. Following the Isuzu to Nebraska Avenue, the deputy said he saw the driver of the weaving car hit two more medians at the wheel, authorities said, was one of their own, Tampa police officer Keith Michael O'Connor. Beside him sat Mary E. Minter, a highly regarded police officer. O'Connor, 28, was charged with drunken driving. After the Isuzu was pulled over, deputy said Minter, 24, was also drunk and refused to cooperate. When she was put in the back seat of a patrol car, deputy said she kicked the windows and punched a deputy in the chest and shoulder when he tried to calm her down. Six deputies responded to the scene. Minter was arrested on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer, obstruction and disorderly intoxication. Both were released Friday from Hillsborough County Jail after Sheriff Spokesman Debbie Carter, remember that name, said that she didn't know where the officers had been drinking. O'Connor and Minter were suspended without pay Friday morning, said Tampa police spokesman Steve Cole. An internal police investigation will determine whether they violated department policies. Both officers are relatively new to Tampa police. On her first year evaluation in December, Minter achieved an excellent rating. She ran a stop sign and crashed her patrol car in her first few months, but was commended several times in her first year for a superior job performance. She's consistently at the top of the squad in calls handled and reports written, Minter Sergeant wrote. O'Connor, who is still on regular probation as a new officer, will finish his first year in August. He also worked as an auxiliary officer. So that was... Rocks, that's the original story from 1995. So that's the second chance that everybody hears about. And by all accounts, and people that I know, they like Mary O'Connor. I liked her when I met her. I know numerous Tampa police officers that have known her for years. They thought she was doing a really good job as chief. So I got a lot of thumbs up that people liked what she was doing, that she was doing a really good job as police chief. But unfortunately, the optics of trying to curry favor or get special treatment, that's just a bit too much these days.
No.
And again, after the so-called second chance from the 1995 incident, well, that's what transpired.
You get two chances every 30 years.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I don't know if the chief needed to be let go. But it's done. Now there's a national search for her replacement.
Yep. So that's the story. Oh, by the way, Sheriff Gualtieri, Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri.
I completely agree with the sheriff.
Yeah. He said during an unrelated press conference, according to Channel 8 yesterday, Sheriff Gualtieri said Deputy Larry Jacoby did absolutely nothing wrong. I stand by him 110%. The person who did wrong is Mary O'Connor, the sheriff added. It had its consequences. The mayor has acted. Tampa is handling that. That's their business. Yeah, according to Gualtieri, Deputy Jacoby did his job. While she asked for a favor, he didn't give her a favor. He handled that as he would have handled any other like situation and any other traffic stop. People think just because you get stopped by the cops, you're going to get a traffic ticket. That is absolutely not the case.
What I saw yesterday, these kinds of pullovers, 80% of the time result in a warning anyway.
Gualtieri pointed to the fact that the couple had driven their unregistered golf cart outside their gated community by accident after discovering a restaurant they intended to visit was closed. This is what Gualtieri said. Think about what this is. It's a golf cart. They're about 100 yards away from the gated community. The only reason why they popped out was because the restaurant they were going to within the gated community was closed, so they went across the street. Who cares, Gualtieri added. The outcome would not have been any different if she had just kept her mouth shut, unless it was aggravating circumstances. So, again, if she had not said, and again, here's the audio. You know, here's the offending audio bites.
Is your camera on?
It is.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
Okay, and then
I'm hoping that you'll just let us go tonight.
And the badge was flashed, and if she would have done none of that, they probably wouldn't have gotten a ticket, and she'd still be the police chief. It just shows how just, you know, a couple of seconds and just something that you shouldn't, from an ethics standpoint, she shouldn't have played that card. Just let it ride. It's just not worth it. And they probably would have just been released. Hey, folks, be careful. Why don't you get back into the gated community? And that would have been that. But
are we going to find out how that was released?
We seem to know. Fester, you found out, because I had said on the show yesterday that somebody wanted this out. Somebody wanted this to be exposed. Somebody within the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office.
You think somebody had a beef with her?
I don't think it was a beef. I think it's just news.
Because they inside the Sheriff's Office in Pinellas County, they clearly knew. The officer must have told other officers, yeah, I pulled over the Tampa police chief. Hey, no big deal. No citation. They just, yeah. And somebody then, you think it was what, creative loafing?
I am currently of the belief that creative loafing
was. And how do you know this?
Through all of their posts online.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow Creative Loafing Tampa, you should, because they have a lot of unique, interesting local stories and local angles. They said first obtained by Creative Loafing.
Yeah.
Nobody else has said video footage first obtained by this agency or that agency, but Creative Loafing is getting ahead of it and saying in video footage first obtained by us, you see this. And so far I'm crediting them with being the first people to or the person to request this, not knowing how they heard about it, you know, because you got to figure this officer Jacoby probably told a couple of his friends, you know, on the force, which is perfectly understandable. Hey, I pulled over the police chief of Tampa. How about that? And then he forgets it, and then it goes from there. And then that person may tell their significant other, and then they may tell somebody else, and then the spider web grows.
Again, so Andrew was saying something in my ear.
Yeah.
So you saw something online that Creative Loafing made a request?
Yeah, Creative Loafing has a very active Facebook account, which I follow, and every time they post a story.
They said that they made a public records request for the body cam video at Creative Loafing.
The exact verbiage was in video first obtained by Creative Loafing.
All right. So somebody tipped off Creative Loafing. They got the tip about the incident that happened in the golf cart and the traffic stop by the Pinellas County Deputy Sheriff at like 7:24 p.m. on November the 12th. Somebody tipped off Creative Loafing. They made the public records request, and boom, that's why the video came out late last week. So there you have it.
Until I'm proven otherwise, that's what I'm going with for now. You know, I don't know exactly who filed the request.
And there you have it. So now she's gone. She has resigned. And now Tampa Police in the hunt now for another brand new chief of police.
Chief Keefe.
Chief who?
Chief Keefe.
Chief
Keefe?
He's a great rapper.
Oh, okay.
Is there really a rapper named Chief Keefe?
He's really good.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Chief Keefe.
Yeah. SoundCloud rapper, man.
You sound like you're chiefed right now.
Good one, dude. Good one.
And true.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there were three.
Looks like there were three what?
Three deaths. Three celebrity deaths.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on.
What?
Are you talking about Christy Alley?
Yes.
It's not Christy Alley.
Kirstie.
It's Kirstie Alley.
I'm bringing that up because our texters really want to talk about that.
Well, we are. I was making the segue right now. We found out that Kirstie Alley has passed away after a short bout with cancer. She was being treated at Moffitt.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
so he stopped
That's
ruining.
That's froggy. It's froggy. I'm not doing nothing. You're doing the. I'm not doing nothing.
Don't ruin the moment.
People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Sam, stop groping her.
God. Remember Must See TV? NBC, Must See TV.
Oh, I love Cheers. I still watch it.
Remember they have those Cheers bars all over the country, like in airports or other? Yeah. Remember?
Really?
They had Cheers bars.
That's stupid. I thought there was just one in Boston.
So, rest in peace. I was a fan. I like your work.
I like people who are not afraid to be different with their opinions, and she certainly was that way. It's very sad, but I have a question to ask. I'm not being disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we had two celebs pass in the Tampa Bay area. Irene Cara.
Oh, yeah.
And Kirstie Alley. So does this mean...
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. So does this mean that there will be a third celeb in Tampa?
You know what? That is very astute. We've had high-profile celebrities. So Irene Cara, Flashdance, What a Feeling, Fame. She passed away.
Or...
And then now Kirstie Alley died here in Tampa Bay area.
Oh, my gosh.
But wait.
What?
Christine McVie. Kirstie Alley, similar names. Are they the first two of then a third, someone with a name that sounds like Christine, Krista, something like that?
What, you're trying to make a new category now?
Oh, my God. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You're trying to make a new category of people that have, names that sound like Krista?
Oh, my God. I got to call all my Christinas and Christophers.
It's the creepy Krookers?
Or is it because Christine McVie and Irene Cara were both singers, did Kirstie Alley just start a whole new category of actresses?
Roxanne, you're way overthinking this.
Prepare myself for death.
Has anybody thought that, we have a lot of people in the world and they die all the time and there's nothing to do it in threes?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for Kirstie Alley's family. And, I was a fan of her work. And I got to tell you, back in her Cheers days, she was beautiful.
Yeah.
Remember Fat Actress, that show?
She did Veronica's Closet. Oh, that's right.
Veronica's Closet. I forgot about Veronica's Closet. All right, so here's the statement that her family put out. This was put out on her Twitter account. So obviously her kids have access to the Twitter account. Her children, adults, they put out this message. To all our friends far and wide around the world, we are sad to inform you that our incredible, fierce, and loving mother has passed away after a battle with cancer only recently discovered. Now, I have not seen what type of cancer it was. They don't seem to be revealing that, but a recently discovered cancer, and it took her very quickly. When you think of a cancer that acts very quickly, very aggressively, and can take you fast. One of the things that I think of is pancreatic cancer.
I think you're not alone on that thought.
Yeah. The message continues, she was surrounded by her closest family and fought with great strength, leaving us with a certainty of her never-ending joy of living and whatsoever and whatever adventures lie ahead. As iconic as she was on screen, she was even more amazing. More amazing mother and grandmother. We are grateful to the incredible team of doctors and nurses at the Moffitt Cancer Center for their care. Our mother's zest and passion for life, her children, grandchildren, and her many animals, not to mention her eternal joy for creating, were unparalleled and leave us inspired to live life to the fullest just as she did. We thank you for your love and prayers and ask that you respect our privacy at this difficult time. With love always, True and Lily Parker.
So...
The message from her kids.
Very sad.
Kirstie Alley dead at 71 right here in the Tampa Bay area. I don't know whether she passed away at Moffitt or whether she was undergoing hospice at home in Clearwater where she made her home. She was a Scientologist. And gone at 71. Just and apparently very, very quickly.
John Travolta posted a nice tribute mm-hmm. about her, too. He's had women in his life pass of cancer.
Well, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said in his post?
No, that's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
So Kirstie Alley gone at 71 years of age. Just, you know, never even, you know, knew that she was ill and, you know, really hadn't heard much from Kirstie Alley in quite some time.
I know she's always been working. I mean, last couple of years I haven't seen her much, but she's always been very talented and always very comfortable with herself. So, you know, that's super. It.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John passed of cancer, too, and that was a woman in John Travolta's life.
Yeah.
John? Does he need to be investigated?
I mean, suddenly all the fingers are pointing at John.
Yeah. Just trying to lighten the mood, guys.
I mean, what else are we going to do?
This is very sad.
Okay.
But I'm going to watch Summer School today in remembrance.
Now, she was like the love interest of Mark Harmon in Summer School.
Yes, that's right.
And that was the first movie I really got exposed to Mark Harmon in.
Shoop.
And now I'm a big Mark Harmon fan.
He's the best.
And then, Look Who's Talking.
That was shot. Summer School.
No, that's Summer Rental.
Oh, Summer Rental.
Was shot on the beach.
Yeah, Summer Rental. I'm thinking of Summer Rental.
Right by the Cusmano Estate?
Yes, really? Summer Rental was shot right here along Clearwater Beach, Reddington Shores, St. Pete Beach, and in that area. All right,
she was also in Drop Dead Gorgeous. Remember that movie?
Yeah, that's right.
Denise Richards?
I got to move along here, and I don't know how this is even remotely possible. Alicia Megan, on her Instagram page, apparently said that she almost died from drinking 10 bottles of wine a day.
You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. How the hell could you drink 10 bottles of wine a day?
That's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, if you 70 a week?
If you look at her Instagram page, she looks like a model. She looks in great shape. She's attractive. Fester, you on her?
I typed in Alicia Megan.
That's her.
All right. She has 1.5 million followers.
Right. And what is
who is she?
She's an Instagram model or influencer or whatever. So this woman, Megan, is a U.S. Air Force veteran, and she shares these
she's a fighter.
She shares these, sexy photos. I guess that's that's how I'm going to get more followers. I gotta start doing sexy shoots.
Duh.
I'm gonna start doing like George Costanza poses on the couch.
Dude, let's do the MJ spread in front of Antonio Brown's house.
That's what I'm gonna have to do. Anyway, this is crazy. She is now telling her story that she was drinking 10 bottles of wine a day.
I'm trying to do the math here.
How is that physically, humanly possible? All right, listen to her.
I do think wine is good for you.
But not 10 bottles a day. Maybe a glass a day. You don't want to drink too many. You don't want to drink a bottle of wine a day.
A glass.
All right, listen to this.
Thank God that I'm here, and I'm so grateful. And I don't believe I went through all those things, you know, to keep it inside and just pretend like, oh, everything's great now. Like, I have this story and I've survived for a reason to help somebody. So whoever is like listening, just know that you're not alone and, you know, get the support and get the help you need.
So she's saying, you know, get support, get the help you need. She had a problem. She said, I didn't know I was an alcoholic.
But after 10 bottles a day.
Hang on. If you're drinking up to 10 bottles of wine a day, how do you not know? How detached from reality do you have to be if you're drinking 10 bottles of wine a day? How does she say, I didn't know I was an alcoholic?
How long was he drinking 10 bottles? I mean, there has to be a day. Like,
how many liters is that?
Liters?
Yeah. Because I watched an episode of Intervention, and the headline was, woman gets help after drinking 2 liters of wine a day.
That's another good point, because you can like OD from water, too much water. That's a huge volume of liquid in your body.
Now, a liter, we all know a liter is, you know, around a quart, but like a bottle of wine is 750 milliliters.
Okay.
750, so it's 250 milliliters shy of a liter is your bottle of wine. Bottles of wine is 750.
So it'd be 7.5 liters. Froggy.
Okay, but now we're talking about quantity or volume, let's talk about dollar amount, because she's spending at least $73,000 a year on wine.
Well, what if it's $2 Chuck?
I mean, seriously,
hold on, where are you getting your dollar amount?
You can't drink 10 bottles of something that's less than $20, or you will just...
You can't drink 10 bottles of anything.
You don't hang out with the homeless, do you? Because, I mean, not everybody's ordering every bottle up for the
Mad
salon.
Dog
not
2020, Boone's Farm.
I mean, seriously, I go down to the Circle K, I'll get some wine, that'll do me right.
Get me some Ripple.
Something.
There's a legendary story of an old wrestler that drank 5 bottles of wine after a match. You know who it was? Andre the Giant. You're telling me she drinks more than Andre the Giant?
I just have a hard time. I didn't know I was an alcoholic. I thought it was just something to manage anxiety. She's 33 years old now. She did an interview with Jam Press and says that she drank from morning until night as a coping mechanism. She said she was physically, emotionally, and financially abused by ex-partners. I would wake up in the morning shaking from withdrawal. That's because you went to bed after 10 bottles of wine.
Every day.
People who are bona fide alcoholics, they have withdrawal symptoms if they don't drink.
She said at the time, I thought it was a panic attack that I would start drinking shooters and spirits. And as soon as I woke up, she would start drinking. Wait a minute. So now it's shooters, spirits, and 10 bottles of wine?
No, she'd be dead.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that is almost 2 gallons a day of wine. That is too much liquid for a human. If I drink more than a gallon of water a day, I would be sick.
That's what you're supposed to drink every day to be healthy.
Yeah, but to drink more than that, it might, like...
So she had spirits and shooters. Did she have the Red Snapper?
Kamikaze?
Long Island Iced Tea?
Black Russian.
Oh, wait a second. Hang on a minute.
And sex on the beach. I forgot.
Hang on.
School to attend if you
highly recommend.
You guys, call 1-800-BARTEND.
All right, go ahead.
I forgot the jingle. I got to listen to it again.
Anyway, she's in phenomenal shape. I mean,
she's a beautiful woman, no question.
She's very attractive. She's got a killer bod. And I guess you could drink 10 bottles a day and bounce back.
Tell you what, that wine went right through her butt.
Yeah, she's got an ample...
I got it! Bloody Mary Margarita Slow Gin Fizz. Learn to make them all on the rocks with a twist. There's a school to attend where we highly recommend you go 1-800-BARTEND.
That's right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. It would have drove me nuts.
All day I'd be thinking about that damn song.
By the way, a friend of mine... What?
Oh, is this true?
A friend of mine just texted me. People magazine reported this morning, a short time ago. People magazine claims that Kirstie Alley had colon cancer.
Oh no! Wow.
Yeah. So
that was a quick one.
That usually colon cancer. I guess it was
stage 4.
It must have been stage 4, and before they figured it out.
And stage 4 means that it's gone. The definition of stage 4, if I'm not mistaken, means that it's gone to other organs
or metastasizing. Yes. So rest in peace, Kirstie Alley.
Another death. This is sad.
What?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me another Tampa resident with a Chris name.
I'm running late here.
Hall of Fame tennis coach Nick Bollettieri just died yesterday.
You know, I did see that.
Aww. 91.
I interviewed him. He was a great man, and he started IMG Academy down there.
Yep. 91 years old, I believe.
Who?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long life.
Tennis.
Yeah, 91 years old. All right, quick break. 9:23 at the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. We're back in a minute. Final chunk of the MJ Morning Show is next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show at Q105, 9:33. MJ and the crew, Roxanne and Fester, Froggy, And the home stretch here, baby. The final entertaining chunk of the MJ Morning Show. Hey, something we got to talk about here elicited this, got to be honest, this bizarre reaction a little over a year ago here on the MJ Morning Show. And you guys might not know where this is headed, but you'll certainly know what I'm talking about. And you might not know sort of like some of the internal strife that I went through. It has to do, this is just bizarre. And I kind of can't figure it out. Still to this day, I'm baffled.
All right.
I'm mystified. By the way, baffled is in the MJ dictionary. So don't give me a hard time. Yeah,
it's not in Webster's.
Yeah.
Baffled. There is a real dictionary, by the way.
I'm all baffled. All right. So here's the deal. We have an update on the whole Lady Gaga situation. You see this? The shooter just got 21 years in prison out in California. Send them to San Quentin, man.
I wonder if there's people who shot a person that got less than that.
I'm sure.
No. He did shoot a person. Yeah, didn't shoot Lady Gaga's dog. The guy shot Lady Gaga's dog, Walker.
The guy got shot.
That's right. You're right.
And the dog got kidnapped.
He spared the dogs.
The dog got dognapped.
You know what? I think Michelle said the same thing to me last night. Yeah.
Because the dogs were such the focal point of the story
I thought he shot the dog for some reason.
No, he didn't. He shot the dog, Walker. Remember, they were trying to rip off Lady Gaga's dogs.
Yeah, okay.
Because they were French bulldogs, and these dogs command a lot of money. So the guy that was involved in the shooting of Lady Gaga's dog, Walker, this is last year, has been sentenced yesterday to 21 years in prison. Hold on, stop. Turn it off. You're going to freak Ted out. All right, this is part of my story.
Freak Ted out?
All right, yeah, hold. Guys, you don't even know what I went through behind the scenes here.
Oh, no.
This is another reason why I'm leaving and I'm not renewing my contract.
Okay. Great.
Stop.
In my final weeks here on the MJ Morning Show,
no games.
Q105.
No contract
games. I've had a great time. Thank you to the Beasley family. I really appreciate it.
Pop up.
So, when we played the audio that was captured from a local surveillance camera of the Lady Gaga shooting, it freaked Ted out. It freaked Travis, our former operations manager, out. And they're like, you can't play that audio. Their reaction to the audio was visceral.
Oh, like it's traumatizing to hear? Or what?
I think it was bizarre.
That's weird. I'm desensitized to stuff like that.
It was sort of inexplicable. You know, it was a big news story. Lady Gaga, you know, her dogs were stolen. The dog walker was shot. He survived. The guy made a recovery. Thank God. But, man, it was so contentious. And I thought Ted wanted to murder me. Yeah, because they said don't play it again, and then I played it again.
Absolutely.
Of course, why wouldn't you?
And then, you know,
I remember this.
I usually don't have people telling me what I can do and not do. After 40 years of, and I'm not saying that as a snot. I'm just saying after 40 years of broadcasting, I've got a fairly good barometer, and I'm not saying that I make every decision perfect.
Oh, no.
But it was just this weird, weird reaction where Ted, our program director, was freaking out. I thought the guy was going to have an aneurysm.
Well.
And they said, yeah, don't play it again. They were kind of stern about it. And I can't remember. They didn't tell me anything. There was nothing up until that point where they're like, you know what? We didn't like that. Don't do this. Nothing. Zero. But the Lady Gaga dog walker getting shot audio freak them out.
All right, admittedly, it is tough to hear.
Why don't you ask Ted what it was all about? A year later, everything's passed.
Well, I mean,
besides you playing it again.
I didn't. Andrew hit it. That's why I said turn it off.
Oh, Andrew.
Ted's going to drive off a Belcher Road
with Andrew, with Ted and Fester on this, because I don't like to listen to it.
Okay, hold on. I said it's tough to listen to. Yes, I think we should play it over and over and over again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, then this makes more sense. I'm with Ted, not with any of you.
Well, listen, this... We'll take the fun button and break it right now. We'll play some audio of a dog worker getting shot.
I have a new shirt coming out. I'm with Ted.
Good.
We'll sell. I will buy it.
I stand with Ted. And that could be on the front, and then on the back it says,
well.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. Like, because Ted is like, he's kind of like, he sees both sides of it. Yeah, he's like a well guy. I stand with him, whatever he says.
No, he doesn't.
He's probably listening. It's not going to pick up.
Come on, Ted.
Don't leave me hanging.
We got to. How do you tell this story and not play this amazing piece of real life audio?
Well.
It is a little raw.
I mean, you know, MJ, we're going.
Hi, this is Ted. I can't take your call right now, but leave your message after the tone.
Whoa.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
No.
Well.
Fester wants Andrew to play the Lady Gaga audio over the phone.
Just leave the guy getting shot audio.
Fester, he doesn't want to hear it.
Ted wants no part of this. Maybe he's in the bathroom. I don't know. But I just...
He's dropping a Ted right now.
It's over a year later. All right, I've got to try. I'm going to call him back.
It's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's been more than a year.
It happened, I think, in February of 2021.
So we were like 2 months into this gig here, or 3 months in. They really haven't quite figured us out yet.
What's going on?
Right.
Sorry, Ted.
That's how you feel
what
when you...
What is going on?
I told him
I
not
was
to.
Not listening.
All right.
I missed the first call. I'm not evading you. What?
Hey, Ted.
Why are you so argumentative? Why are you combative right off the bat?
Well, I'm not. I saw the phone had rang, and so I put the radio on it. I hear you guys talking about me, not leaving me a message, hanging up on me, mind you.
Yeah, I felt MJ should have left a message.
And that's what people say when they see multiple calls from someone, and they finally pick up. They go, what? What?
All right, Ted, here's the deal. So you were not listening?
No.
You were not listening to our award-winning, phenomenal, engaging, compelling content?
No.
Robbie has a new T-shirt concept.
Not last few moments. No, I have things to do sometimes.
All right. Well, Ted, here's the story. We just talked about Lady Gaga's dog walker.
All right. I remember that story.
Lady Gaga's dog walker who was shot and he recovered. And the dogs were recovered as well. I mean, it was a total Festivus miracle all the way around.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Now, very nice story.
Very
nice to be left alone.
Except for James Howard Jackson, 20 years old, who shot Lady Gaga's dog walker. And I told the story, and I don't think the whole crew knew about it, but you and Travis, you guys, you were like... rabid. I'm trying to think of the best words. You guys were so angry when I played the audio.
The audio of somebody being shot and screaming on the radio is just so uncomfortable. It seems like there's enough uncomfortable sounds coming out of you guys without having to play that.
That's what I told him. I totally agree.
But you know the story, Froggy. Shut up and stop kissing butt. All right. So Ted. I told the story how I played the audio and you guys had kind of called me into the office or something like, yeah, you know, we really don't think you should be playing the Lady Gaga walker being shot. And, you know, you shouldn't play this. And then the story came up a couple of days later and I played the audio again and you guys went freaking nuclear on me. That's like the only time in the 2+ years that I've been here. You guys were triggered.
You're right. Well, it's something we discussed, and then you just went ahead and did it. That's not very nice.
I mean, Ted, it's hard to go into walking on sunshine after hearing, you know, the dog walker getting...
walking on sunshine, less...
Hey, here's the MJ Morning Show. We got some audio of the dog walker getting a bullet to the gut. Hey, look, it's Katrina and the Waves, everybody. Hey, all right, it's a real good morning show.
All right. That's enough.
I was like, you got this dog in the background.
Regular
barking.
Michael Winslow over here.
Maybe when you're going to do that, add happy music. That kind of went nicely.
You like that?
That's actually a pretty good suggestion, Ted.
So any disturbing audio that we play?
No, hold on. No. Don't put words in my mouth. I was joking.
It was a good joke.
No, I like that. Any disturbing audio or very, if we do any uncomfortable content, we're going to run Katrina and the Waves underneath of all disturbing content in the future.
That's great.
Okay. Well, this is going to come back and bite me, I know.
All right.
I can't wait to hear it. You're going to work something up for tomorrow. Well,
Ted, if you haven't been bitten yet, you're not going to. Don't worry, my friend.
All right, Ted, we got to close things down here, buddy.
Oh, yeah, we're running out of time. All right, see you later.
Nice knowing you, buddy.
See you guys.
Bye, Ted. Love you, buddy.
Is the first song coming up into 105 minutes of commercial-free Katrina and the Waves?
Well, it's going to be now.
Can't we play Don't Worry, Be Happy, too?
That's coming up next.
What else did I have? Oh, what I teased a couple of things. So Lady Gaga, I just paid that off. What else did I teased something else. What else did I tease?
I forget.
Yeah, there was one other thing that I kind of teased here, but I think we went a little longer with that. I've kind of used my allocation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want to go a minute over. I mean, playing that dog audio, going a minute over, you're triggering Ted right now.
Well.
Guys, anything else before we get out of here today? Anything? I know I teased a couple of other things, and we'll just add them to the pile for tomorrow. Anything, guys?
See you tomorrow.
If you haven't seen it already, you have to go to MJ's Instagram, see the video, the three-part video of MJ and I going to Antonio Brown's house and then meeting a very fine officer from the Tampa Police Department at the end.
So if you haven't seen the video, go to my Insta. A couple of ways to see it. It's the original is on my Instagram. My Instagram is Certified MJ Radio. Give me a follow. Certified MJ Radio. So give me a follow on Instagram. There are three parts, part one, two, and part three. Part three is when the police arrive. And, well, you can read the narratives on what happened. It's a very compelling day yesterday, and people seem to love. I mean, it's already racked up close to 20,000 views on the video. It's really it's quite enormous already. So see our bullhorn in front of Antonio Brown's house in South Tampa, trying to lure him out since there's a warrant out for his arrest and he won't come out. And then also, Andrew has posted it on MJMorningShow.com. So if you don't want to go to Instagram to Certified MJ Radio and give me a follow there, go to MJMorningShow.com, and it's front and center. All right, guys, we're done. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. And let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.